News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. They can't even agree on how their meeting ended yesterday. President Obama and congressional leaders still trying to find common ground and a compromise that allows America to keep paying its bills. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has more live from the White House.
It doesn't appear yesterday's meeting went well. Republican sources saying the president warned GOP negotiators not to call his bluff and later stormed out of the meeting. Democratic sources dispute the notion that the president stormed out, each side blaming the other for the impasse. House Speaker John Boehner comparing the president's position to jello, sometimes firm, sometimes not, sometimes like it was left out overnight. Democrats are focusing their anger on Boehner's number two, Eric Cantor of Virginia, who they accuse of being ideologically rigid and disrespectful. There's another meeting today, and now word that President Obama might summon congressional leaders to a Camp David summit this weekend. Ron?
Mike, the uncertainty over the debt talks has led the big credit agency Moody's to put America's AAA bond rating on review.
The notion that it would become suddenly unreliable and illiquid would throw shockwaves to the entire global financial system.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke speaking to Congress. It's a city that's had more than its share of terrorist violence. Mumbai, India, a target again yesterday. Watching from London, Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is live.
That's right, Ron. Today, funerals for some of those 17 kills. After three bombs hit rush hour commuters, investigators today examining whether it's the work of Pakistan-based militants. 3 years ago, they laid siege to posh hotels in a Jewish center in Mumbai. Pakistan says it has since reined them in, but India also has some homegrown terrorists, some of them Islamists, and a Maoist group says it's fighting for the poor, also mafia-type gangs. Ron?
Alistair, nominations for the Primetime Emmy Awards are due out in about an hour and a half in Los Angeles. Melissa McCarthy from Mike and Molly, Joshua Jackson from Fringe will be up early to read the nominations. The Emmys will be awarded in September on Fox. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
At Ally Bank, we don't think it's enough to just offer great rates. That's why we've created a CD with a rate that can get, well, greater. The Ally Raise Your Rate 2-Year CD. You start off with a rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. Then you have the option of a one-time increase if our rates go up over the course of the term. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our Raise Your Rate 2-Year CD or to open an account, visit allybank.com. Member FDIC.
Where's my PC desktop?
It's on my desk, of course.
It's also on my smartphone.
My laptop.
My notebook.
As the engines of a smarter planet,
we mid-sized businesses need to be able to work anytime, anywhere.
Wherever I go, my desktop goes with me.
Unless I'd prefer that it didn't.
Like when I'm fishing or something.
The IBM Virtual Desktop for smart business. Designed to reduce desktop management costs. Starting at $12.50 per user per month. Learn more at ibm.com/engines/desktop. Price is subject to change without notice.
When we get a chance to tell Rush Limbaugh what we think, we say, thanks, big guy. Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's goal to provide you with an excellent purchase and ownership experience. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Do you need an office close to campus in the new Health Science Center? The Suites at Aggieland Business Park is the area's newest and greenest executive office park. The Suites are located just past the airport on FM 60, right in the middle of the biotech revolution. Your new suite includes administrative support, digital security, and access to a full kitchen and bath. Move in today or let Jim Jett customize your workspace to your exact specifications. Call Jim at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Park Oak Paint is the newest paint store in BCS and an authorized Kelly Moore paint dealer. Will McClure and all the pros at Park Oak Paint invite you to their open house barbecue this Thursday the 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It doesn't matter whether you're a contractor, a landlord, or a homeowner. Come in Thursday and visit their new showroom and stay for some mouth-watering barbecue with all the trimmings. Park Oak Paint Company, your authorized Kelly Moore paint dealer, is located by Brown Shoe Store in College Station.
High pressure, it's going to be the story over the next couple of days. Warm temperatures will be as well. We have the high right now over the Gulf of Mexico. If we're lucky, by Saturday, we could deal with an afternoon thunderstorm. Sunshine and close to 100 today. Any cloudiness will give way to that sun. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Some sunshine tomorrow. Temperatures are going to be up around 100. Clouds tomorrow night, 75 to 80. It's going to be partly sunny Saturday with the chance of a storm, a high around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Somewhere in America, a train rumbles through the night, past cities big and small. It carries a 150-foot blade for a wind turbine that will generate renewable energy for places along the way. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Named best in our business sector by the Dow Jones Sustainability Index for 2010. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male risk-free. 1-800-853-5620. 1-800-853-5620. 1-800-853-5620.
Normandy Tractor. 0% financing, zero down payment on the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on Kubota tractors, Kubota gas and diesel zero-turn lawnmowers, and more. Normandy Tractor. Why buy used or those other brands when you could buy a new Kubota L3400 DT 35-horsepower four-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade? Save $1,500 in cash rebates. All for only $16,649 are payments of only $228 per month. Bet you can't get that on a used tractor or from those other guys. Check out the Kubota MX5100 52-horsepower tractor with the Kubota front-end loader for only $19,295 or only $263 per month after cash rebates. Normandy Tractor. Get more for your trade-ins, free delivery, three-year warranties, and much more. NormandyTractor.com for additional savings. Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. Nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Captain Sorensen here for Firehouse Subs Turkey Bacon Ranch.
Whoa, a ranch? We're raising livestock?
Nope, we're raising expectations.
Can a Firehouse Sub be any better?
Yep, we're always creating even tastier combinations. In fact, we've put four of the country's most popular flavors in our new Turkey Bacon Ranch Sub.
Four ringers in one sub? Man, we're stacking the deck.
We are stacking the sub and stacking it deep with steaming hot smoked turkey breast.
The best turkey ever.
Crispy bacon.
Bacon.
Peppercorn ranch dressing.
Creamy awesomeness.
And sharp cheddar cheese.
For that extra kick.
It's four of America's most popular flavors done firehouse style in our new Turkey Bacon Ranch sub.
Not sure we'll ever top this sub.
That's why I always say, our way beats their way. If you don't agree, it's free.
Whoops. Figured out how we can improve our Turkey Bacon Ranch sub with an icy cup of our original cherry limeade.
That's my brother, always thinking.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. FirehouseSubs.com.
WTAW News Time, 6:08, 77 degrees right now at the studios. Headed toward a high today of more than 100 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. College Station City Manager David Neely compared it to giving death notifications when 11 people were laid off Wednesday morning as part of a citywide reorganization where 27 full and part-time positions were eliminated.
I've counseled every one of the employees that I've spoken to today is that their job, not just the supervisor's job, but every employee in this city's job, is to find a better, more efficient, more cost-effective way of doing the job that they do. It's not just my job, but their job, too.
Neely says that's what he had to do to reduce next year's budget by $1.5 million. For the 11 who lost their jobs, they were placed on administrative leave with pay and benefits through the end of the fiscal year on September 30th. Neely says five or six out of that group could be rehired in different positions. 11 city departments were downsized and more will be impacted. One city office is going away completely. Duties of the Economic and Community Development Department and its two remaining employees will be absorbed elsewhere. Among four people being let go is Director David Gwynn. Parks and Recreation took a similar hit as four were laid off and one moved into a lower paying position. The complete list can be accessed on our website, WTAW.com. Bryan City Council received its first glimpse into next year's budget at this week's meeting. Interim City Manager Keene Register talked about reduced spending to reflect the expectation of receiving less revenue.
Staff was able to cut over $2 million in expenses from the general fund and a total of $2.6 million from all funds. This does not include BTU, which I understand cut an additional $1 million from their budget. By combining and eliminating positions, reorganizing departments, and outsourcing where we can. No cuts were made to police and fire, and we were also able to put back in the budget salary increases for most employees.
During the current fiscal year, a reorganization of the Public Works Department affected 16 full-time and 4 part-time positions. Director Jason Barfneck says 5 people were laid off. While salary savings for this year have not been calculated, Barfneck says for next year it will amount to $1.2 million. Elsewhere, staff has asked council to spend $456,000 on new vehicles for the police department and increase spending to 4 outside agencies by nearly $300,000. The council was also told staff eliminated the downtown facade program, which saves $100,000. Barfneck says no rate increases are planned next year for brine water, wastewater, or solid waste customers. Both sides are blaming the other in Washington as congressional Republicans refuse to raise the debt ceiling at President Obama's request. Now the president says Social Security payments are in jeopardy. But Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says that's not the case.
There is enough money coming in every month to the federal government to pay our military, to pay our debt, and to pay Social Security. Now, there's not much else left over. For instance, Congress wouldn't get paid under that, which would probably be good. But there's plenty of money. But the president has decided that he's going to use Social Security as the stick to try to beat the Congress over the head.
Still, Flores says the 3 big mandatory payments of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security are all insolvent. The combined debt of all 3 programs is an estimated $85 trillion, or about 6 times the national debt. And a North Texas man on trial in Brazos County has entered a guilty plea to intoxication manslaughter. 24-year-old Casey Van Hoos of Sunset was convicted in the April 2009 crash that killed an Idaho man thrown from Van Hoos's pickup. The wreck happened on FM 2154 in Milliken. Jurors spent Wednesday hearing testimony in the punishment phase. They'll return this morning to consider a sentence that ranges from probation to up to 20 years in prison. WTAW News Time is 6:12, 77 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Badges aren't given, they're earned. Through strength, like the available 390 horsepower 5.7 liter Hemi V8 engine that gets up to 20 mpg highway. And through dedication, with a 5-year, 100,000 mile powertrain warranty. Badges every Ram truck has worn for over 30 years. Drive home your own badge of honor at the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram Summer Clearance Event. Right now, finance through Ally Financial and get 0% APR financing or $4,000 in total cash allowances on Ram heavy-duty diesel models. Don't miss the great deals going on right now during the Summer Clearance Event. Hurry into your Ram dealer today. Financing for well-qualified buyers, not all buyers will qualify, offers end September 6, 2011. EPA estimated fuel economy 1,500 4x2 Hemi V8. Actual results may vary. See dealer for copy of limited warranty. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Again, it's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Heat and humidity, we'll continue to see a lot of that over the next several days. Does look like some areas of cloudiness will develop late at night and we'll break out of it. Looks like maybe by about Saturday we could start to contend with some afternoon thunderstorms. Partial sun develops today. Temperatures will climb up to about 100 this afternoon. Partly to mostly cloudy weather developing late tonight, 75 to 80. Turning partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 100. Some clouds, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Partly sunny, chance of a storm Saturday, up around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, the British Open has started about 12:30 a.m. our time this morning. We'll update you on what's going on at Royal St. George's, the seaside course over in England. Also, the 7-on-7 football tournament starts today at noon for Division II. That's 3A, 2A, and 1A teams. Tomorrow for Division I, which is 5A and 4A teams. We'll talk about that, and baseball starts its second half tonight. That and more coming up in sports.
Oh, man, baseball. That's just, you know.
And it's the exciting second half of the schedule.
Well, and when when you consider the Astros and the Rangers are right out of the thick of things.
Well, no, the Rangers are in the lead.
Oh, are they? Good
yeah,
for them.
Yeah, right. Thanks for keeping up, Scott.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Yeah, no, the Rangers are leading the American League West.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, they're doing good.
Which is a powerful division. I do know that.
And
yeah.
the
yeah, right.
And the Astros are the worst team in baseball.
Well,
maybe the worst team in the history of baseball. Maybe the worst team in the history of sport.
Yeah, take that, bad news, Bears.
Yeah, there you go. You had the Astros right on.
Yeah, half on there.
But for the Rangers, yeah, you're not giving them their props.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. That's good. All right, so a Utah man is charged with assaulting a flight attendant after he was asked to stop using an electronic cigarette.
We were talking about this in the hallway yesterday.
Aboard a flight, really. L.A. to Salt Lake City. Just what, he was trying to antagonize people? Is that it? I mean, is that the purpose?
Well, he was an electronic cigarette, and I guess he thought he could use it.
The man, his name is Pogos.
Ah, like Pogos, in a stick.
Yeah, something like mm-hmm. that. Pogos Paul Siflian.
That's really unfortunate.
Yeah. Became combative on the Southwest Airlines flight that they give the number of in this story for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, not Southwest Airlines Flight 188. Oh, how treacherous. Anyway,
I've flown the 188.
Yeah.
It can do that to you sometimes.
Not the 188.
It departed L.A. Monday evening.
People come back changed from the 188.
After a takeoff, a flight attendant spotted the man with the electronic cigarette, informed him he couldn't use it in the plane. He argued, put it away. Then he pulled it out again. In an attempt to protest, the man threw bags of peanuts and pretzels at the flight attendant. Now, it said here...
He showed her...
It said assault with peanuts and pretzels. I thought he'd gone to the trouble of opening the bag. But, I mean, again, when you're on a flight, I guess you grab just whatever's available. And for them, that would be... It's good that cups and ice were not involved.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or little bottles.
Yeah, little bottles. And maybe he was doing little bottles in L.A. before he left.
Maybe so. He was flying from L.A. to where?
Salt Lake.
God, that can't be a long flight.
No, it's well, what is on Southwest very often. But anyhow, that's just the idea of being combative. I've got my electronic cigarette. I'm going to use it, by golly.
just look at the SkyMall catalog and be done with it.
Yeah. Because after all, you never knew that a doormat could actually cost $27.
But it talks.
Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
And it's shaped like puppy feet.
That's right.
And then they've got that rock that you can put in your front yard to hide your key in.
Yeah.
Which is also important.
Never mind the fact that it's the only rock in your front yard.
Yeah, oh, that too. Yeah.
Park Oak Paint is the newest paint store in BCS and an authorized Kelly Moore paint dealer. Will McClure and all the pros at Park Oak Paint invite you to their open house barbecue this Thursday the 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It doesn't matter whether you're a contractor, a landlord, or a homeowner. Come in Thursday and visit their new showroom and stay for some mouth-watering barbecue with all the trimmings. Park Oak Paint Company, your authorized Kelly Moore paint dealer, is located by Brown Shoe Store in College Station.
Spice up any summer cookout with Slavacek sausage. Since 1957, Slavacek sausage and snook has been making the best tasting hickory smoked links, summer sausage, pan sausage, snack sticks, peppered bacon, and ready-to-eat smoked pork tenderloin. Slavacek's is the official sausage for Aggie Athletics, and don't fire up the grill without stopping by our store in Snook for the freshest meats. We also have fresh baked goods, kolaches, and breakfast tacos for people on the go. Ask for the best. Ask for Slavacek sausage. Sausage expert since 1957.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:18. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yes, it is. It is. It's the 14th of July, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
And you know, before we start,
okay.
It's
okay.
Bastille Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is a celebration, of course, of the French culture.
Oh, I thought it was war victories.
Well, you see, that's the thing is it has to do...
That's a pretty short book, actually, French military victories.
Strangely enough, this is the largest military and oldest military parade in Europe.
Really?
I mean...
They've got to celebrate something.
They have already had their parade this morning down the Champs-Élysées.
Yeah.
And what's amazing
yes,
is...
Yes, we know.
Yeah. What's
people out drinking coffee. Yeah.
What's amazing is... They have people...
Violent military.
They have military people marching in this parade.
Are now, they goose-stepping?
No, not in France. No,
the last time there was goose-stepping down the Champs-Élysées, I don't think it ended well.
That was not a good thing.
No, you're right.
But I mean...
Yeah, that'd be a bad joke, wouldn't it?
Yeah, really.
Generally...
Hey, guys, you want a goose-step?
And that's just the way they talk.
Because that's how all French military officers speak.
And generally, military folks, especially when they're in parade dress, wear all of their medals, right? And many of those medals would certainly have to do with military experience that they've had. So what the hell have they got to hang on their uniforms? I guess is what I'm getting at. I mean, you got a bunch of bare-chested generals basically walking down the parade.
Valiant surrender.
Yeah. Remember, we went and we were observers one time in Algeria. Yeah, right. Put that medal on. What is that? That thing that looks like an eye. Oh, that's my observer medal. No, we didn't actually fight. We were just there to watch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it's National Nude Day. So there.
Well,
sweet.
Yeah.
Can we pick who we want to celebrate?
I don't think so. It doesn't work that way.
Can we pick who we don't want to celebrate? Yeah.
I was just going to suggest do that at the grocery store. Be like, well, hello.
Yeah.
I nominate you to celebrate today.
Pick them out. Yeah. Yes, yeah. No. Yes, no. Oh, hell no. Yeah, you know. Yeah, sure.
This is my husband. I really don't care who he is.
I'm sure at naturalist areas all over U.S. America today, they'll be
celebrating. Oh, it's just another day.
Yeah, right. Another day in the office. Okay. You wear your special flip-flops today.
Okay. That's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Wearing their birthday suits today are... Hear what I did there? With
very
the
nice.
That was pretty darn good.
Yes, and something you don't want to see, like Dale Robertson, former WTAW co-host.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Of course,
still around, huh?
Yeah, he is. He's still around. Yeah, he's 88 years old today.
That was one of the most fantastic segments we ever ran.
It was.
It just started the same way.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Let me read this to you.
Sounds like your bell was a little too tight.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dave Robertson. Of course, he was best known for his starring roles in, like, Tales of Wells Fargo. Wagon Train?
No, not Wagon.
Warren
Bond.
Yeah.
Dale Roberts.
Yeah.
Oh, got a great picture of him. It's kind of an old picture of him.
Yeah, well, I bet.
I don't think they have one from his big birthday celebration yesterday at Luby's. So.
I tell you, he was in ABC's Iron Horse also.
Wow.
Oh, that's what I was supposed to remember. Iron Horse.
How silly of you.
He has retired.
He lives in Yukon, Oklahoma, says here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah?
He was mentioned in an episode of The $6 Million Man once.
Mentioned, huh?
Yeah.
Wonder how much he got paid for that.
I don't know. After parachuting into Africa, Steve Austin, rescued by a couple of nuns, and one of the nuns' sister, Annette, states that she's the president of the Dale Robertson Fan Club.
Uh-huh.
And discusses the aforementioned Tales of Wells Fargo.
He was a professional boxer briefly.
Boxer
briefly.
Very nice.
Now that's what he wears, yeah.
Right. Well.
Along with other things.
Stop it. Just stop it.
Went to Claremore Military Academy. You did?
God, are y'all just reading IMDb this morning or Wikipedia?
I'm on Wikipedia, it's all got to be
Scott's
true.
Scott's on IMDb, I can tell.
We're covered.
There you go. Yeah. And that was just Dale Robertson right there. Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
We'll finish birthdays by the time it's Rush's turn.
Let's move on to Harry Dean Stanton. Is 85 years old today. Polly Bergen, the actress and TV game show panelist.
Well, also, she had a line of cosmetics at one point.
Oh, there you go. Sorry. Is 80. Yeah, probably needs them now. She's 81.
No, boy. What'd she ever do to you?
Nothing. I was a big Polly Bergen fan. I don't know where that came from. Yeah. Wow. Is 81 years old today. Well, there you go. Rosie Grier. The
Reverend.
NFL football player.
Does needlepoint.
Right. 79 years old today.
I had forgotten until I saw something the other day. He was actually standing directly behind Robert Kennedy.
Yep. When he was shot. He was like a friend and a bodyguard.
Yep.
Yeah, all of those things. Matthew Fox from Lost. He was Jack, of course, in Lost. He was the star. Also, Party of Five.
Yeah, we knew that.
45 years old. Yeah. Okay, so you're one who didn't watch it. 45.
I know who he
is. Actress Missy Gold from Benson is 41 years old today. And from the Black Eyed Peas, who I understand is, they're breaking up the Black Eyed Peas. But musician Taboo of the Black Eyed Peas is 36 years old today. And did I say Jane Lynch from Glee?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she's 51.
Her stock is extremely high right now.
Yeah, very
you know
much
her if you
so.
Saw her.
Yeah, very well. If you watch Glee, she's like the star.
Right.
She's 51. She was also in Talladega Nights. Didn't realize that.
She was Ricky Bobby's mama.
There you go.
She was also in one of our favorite movies, Best in Show.
Ah. Yes. There you go. Anyway, that's all I got.
Vincent Pastore, is that his name?
Yes.
From The Sopranos. He's 65 today. Mm-hmm. Chris Cross, singer boy, 59. And SpongeBob SquarePants.
Chris, you mean Christopher Cross? Because Criss Cross is a hip-hop group from about 20 years
ago.
Well,
this says Criss
Cross.
It's
also a game I played in 7th grade.
And 59, which is how old he would be. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's calling himself Chris now.
Oh, sure.
Of course, he's reinvented himself. Mm. The people in Brent.
Oh, hello. Okay.
What in the world?
Uh-oh, we're having a little power thing here.
Who plugged in the hair dryer? Okay. Turn off the coffee pot!
Hey. Feed the gerbils. Come on.
Yeah, I drink cold beverages, so that's not... Yeah. Okay, we've just talked ourselves into a corner. My God.
Have we?
We can't shut up. Yeah,
I believe dummies were the ones that got on the Dale Robertson dissertation.
Man, we're in trouble.
We're all PhDs.
Yeah.
Well, let's shut up before the power goes out.
Yeah. Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
White House spokesman, chief propagandist Jay Carney actually saying, you know, Obama doesn't blame.
We were sent here to serve our citizens, not our ambition.
Because on one side, you have folks who believe of a small America,
who wouldn't be able to afford nursing home care without Medicaid. Many are poor children. Some are middle class families who have children with autism or Down syndrome.
Instead of honest debate, we've seen scare tactics. They're going to say we need to quadruple the Border Patrol. Maybe they'll need a moat. Maybe they want alligators in the moat.
I don't want the folks who created the mess to do a lot of talking. I want them just to get out of the way so we can clean up the mess.
Just words, just speeches. Sounds like the president, once again, is delusional on the way he views himself.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Somewhere in America, Christy Little's hometown is changing all around her. The buildings are greener, the people healthier, the streets less congested. Because across America, Siemens is building answers to make cities more prosperous, more livable, and more environmentally sustainable. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male risk-free. 1-800-853-5620. 1-800-853-5620. 1-800-853-5620.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Texas Bank.
Hey, good morning. It's 628 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital, with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, know where to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more. Same deal, 100, 101, something like that. Heat value is about 107 today. Low temperatures around 78 or so. Just a slight mention of rain starting on Friday through the weekend, and it's only 20%. Right now, humidity is 87%. Winds are south at 5. We have fair skies and 78 degrees out there.
One thing in life is more likely to lead to happiness than any other. Think you know what it is? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save up to $10 on all Bayer Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 products. Canine Advantix 2 repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes on dogs. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. Hurry in for thousands of great deals only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through July 24th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only. Today, everything is hypoallergenic. Laundry detergent, pillows, even dogs. But what about hair care? Introducing Finesse Clean and Simple, hypoallergenic hair care for the 30 million people with sensitive skin and scalp. The first dermatologist-tested shampoos and conditioners, Finesse Clean and Simple, is sulfate, gluten, allergen, and dye-free. And will leave your hair shiny, gorgeous, and smelling amazing. New Finesse Clean and Simple. Everything your hair needs, nothing it doesn't.
While happiness means different things to different people, one thing we do know about happiness is...
Ancient philosophers and contemporary scientists agree that the key to happiness is strong relationships with other people.
Gretchen Rubin, author of the book The Happiness Project, set out to discover if she could find ways to deliberately make herself more happy.
So I found that when I used my time, my energy, my money in ways that deepened my relationships with other people or gave me new relationships, those things really gave me a lot of happiness bang for the buck.
If you're not feeling happy, consider tidying up.
I was surprised to find out how much clutter weighs on people's happiness. In the context of a happy life, clutter seems trivial, and yet over and over people would say, gosh, I cleaned out my closet, or I cleaned off my desk, or I cleaned up my car, and I feel so much happier. There's something about outer order. It contributes to inner calm.
And your level of happiness will always be affected by the other people around you.
And it's very true because of emotional contagion. People pick up in milliseconds, people pick up moods from each other. Even by talking on the phone or by looking at pictures of people, they pick up moods from each other. And negative moods are more catching than positive moods. And so it's true. And it takes conscious effort to focus your mind on what's going right, what you're enthusiastic about, what you have to be grateful for.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 77 degrees right now at the studios. No surprises in the weather. Sunshine hot today, 101 for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Layoffs have been announced at the city of College Station. Wednesday was the last day on the job for 11 employees, including one department head. 13 vacant positions are being eliminated, and three others will disappear through retirements or those currently in those positions taking on new roles. City Manager David Neely says the job cuts will take care of a $1.5 million shortfall in next year's budget, and Neely says it won't get better in 2013.
I've been very honest and open with the employees that I think next year is going to be similarly as difficult. I think we're going to have 2 years of million or million and a half deficits before we're back to positive cash flow.
College Station's Economic and Community Development Office is going away. Director David Gwynn is among the four losing their jobs. The two others will be transferred to other departments. Parks and Recreation is also losing four, and a fifth is moving into a lower-paying position. The complete list can be seen by going online to WTAW.com. Now, those let go Wednesday were placed on administrative leave with pay and benefits through September 30th. Neely says five or six could be rehired in different positions. The 2012 budget marks the fourth straight year of reduced spending in College Station, but the first involving layoffs. Next year's proposed budget for the city of Bryan includes $2 million in cuts, but finds money for pay raises and more for some outside agencies. Interim City Manager Keen Register recommended a 2% raise to police and fire employees and merit raises of 3% for other city employees. Most of the conversation at this week's council meeting dealt with an increase of $170,000 for outside economic development agencies and an additional $123,000 to pay Bryan's share of 911 dispatching and countywide emergency communications. Councilman Paul Madison wanted assurances that the increased spending was necessary.
If by for whatever reason that this city has to increase the amount of funding to outside agencies, then that I understand. But for outside agencies that we're going to increase funding and we're not required to do that, then I don't know why we would do that when we're in such a dire strait for taking care of our own employees in the city itself.
Register told Madison there was no way the city could start its own 911 dispatch service. Register also told council members there will be no job losses in the police and fire departments. That follows the elimination of 16 full-time and 4 part-time jobs this year. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says he knows of 5 people who were laid off and were given severance packages. Barfneck says the absence of those positions in next year's budget amounts to a savings of $1.2 million. President Obama continues his push for increased debt and higher taxes while congressional Republicans refuse. They say the country is already on an unsustainable path of debt because of so-called entitlement programs. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the numbers are huge.
Well, if you look at all of our mandatory spending programs, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, they are all technically insolvent. If we had to report the financial condition of each of those three programs as a public company does their pension plan, each of them would show that we're really in debt. And when you add the total debt of those three programs up, it's about $85 trillion, which is roughly six times what our national debt is.
The president says Congress's refusal to raise the debt ceiling of, could now come at the expense of Social Security payments. Flores says that's not true because the government brings in enough money each month to pay the military, Social Security, and service the nation's debt. Meanwhile, another lawmaker from Texas is highly critical of the president's view in negotiations to raise the debt ceiling.
U.S. Senator John Cornyn says threatening no Social Security payments is not the way the president should be handling the negotiations on the debt ceiling, and says he's trying to scare people into supporting new taxes. Cornyn says the federal government can take a page from Texas' book.
One lesson we've learned in Texas is that policy does make a difference. Lower taxes, reasonable regulation. I mean, we are a state that believes in encouraging job creators to create jobs in the private sector.
Cornyn says the problem is high spending, not low taxes. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And the Brazos County trial of a North Texas man changed gears when the accused entered a guilty plea. 24-year-old Casey Van Hoos of Sunset was convicted of intoxication manslaughter. The charge stemmed from a drunk driving crash in April 2009 in rural Brazos County. An Idaho man who was killed when he was thrown out of the pickup Van Hoos was driving. The jury went into the punishment phase Wednesday, hearing testimony and lawyers' arguments. They returned today for sentencing, which could range from probation up to 20 years in prison. WTAW News Time is 6:36, 77 degrees right now. This look at news will be followed by your Brazos Valley weather forecast. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ants that bring pies to my kitchen are always welcome. Ants that crawl on kitchen counters, not so much. I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Our ant-controlled treatment plans are simple and environmentally friendly. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. Keep the bad ants at bay so the good ants will keep those pies coming. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey Brazos Valley, it's Leah with Zorneman Flooring. By now you've probably heard about our warehouse fire, but we're still open for business in the same location. Zorneman Flooring wants to thank all of our loyal customers for their continued support. At Zorneman Flooring, we take pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. And we won't let a little warehouse fire get in the way of providing you with the best flooring the Brazos Valley has to offer. For all your flooring needs, call Zorneman Flooring today at 776-2800.
Do you want to save $9,000 on a new Silverado? Bubba Dixon here to tell you about the wrap-up closeout sale going on now at Tom Light Chevrolet. Get $9,000 off a Silverado Crew Cab or a Chevy Cruze for only $17,799.
Hey, this is Tim Light, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, we won't lose your business over price. That's my family's name on the building and my promise to you. Come see us at 738 North Earl Rudder Freeway or tomlight.com.
Plus TTNL, stock numbers 51266 and 19154. Savings and prices include rebate and discount. See dealer for details.
Park Oak Paint is the newest paint store in BCS and an authorized Kelly Moore paint dealer. Will McClure and all the pros at Park Oak Paint invite you to their open house barbecue this Thursday the 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It doesn't matter whether you're a contractor, a landlord, or a homeowner. Come in Thursday and visit their new showroom and stay for some mouth-watering barbecue with all the trimmings. Park Oak Paint Company, your authorized Kelly Moore paint dealer, is located by Brown Shoe Store in College Station.
Hey, it's the weather at 6:38. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure, it's going to be the story over the next couple of days. Warm temperatures will be as well. We have the high right now over the Gulf of Mexico. If we're lucky, by Saturday, we could deal with an afternoon thunderstorm. Sunshine and close to 100 today. Any cloudiness will give way to that sun. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Some sunshine tomorrow. Temperatures are going to be up around 100. Clouds tomorrow night, 75 to 80. It's going to be partly sunny Saturday with the chance of a storm, a high around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the ESPY Awards were last night. A&M coach Gary Blair and three of his players got to hobnob on the red carpet with all the big athletes, and we'll talk about that, who the winners were at the ESPYs. The Brazos Valley Bombers lost their third straight last night. We'll talk about 7-on-7 football as it starts today over at the Penberthy Complex. Go over there and watch some football and try to stay cool. We got that and more coming up in sports.
You cannot do both.
No, you can't. No, take a lot of water and shade. Take your parasol with you. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see a bunch of guys over there under parasols. That'll work out well.
Yeah.
So the whole debt ceiling thing, of course, going on. But yesterday, Jay Carney getting a wee bit defensive and testy as there was a discussion. See, what happened was TV crews and print reporters were barred from the non-news conference photo op. At the White House, this is called a pool spray. He said, Mr. Carney said,
about 4 o'clock this afternoon, a pool spray would be nice.
It would.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, out of that 7-on-7?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Mr. Carney said that, quote, people shouted questions at him, meaning the president. Purpose of the meeting is not to create a circus, but to negotiate. So today we're doing stills only. In other words, just still photographs.
Mm-hmm. Can't be expecting the leader to answer questions now.
Well,
don't be doing that.
Chip Reed from CBS said, it's an absurd reason to say that because we ask questions that you're not going to allow cameras in there. He's capable of ignoring our questions. He does it all the time, end quote, which is a pretty good quote, I think. But after all, they need to control the message. And I don't know if you heard yesterday, apparently the president stormed out of the room.
Stormed.
Saying to Eric Cantor, don't call my bluff. The Democrats, for their part, say that wasn't the case. In fact,
so if someone looks at you and says, don't call my bluff, that implies that they are bluffing, does it not?
Think so.
I mean, I'm no expert poker player, but
yeah,
you know, if I got 2 sevens and you got a full house and I keep raising you,
yeah,
eventually you're going to call my bluff. And if I get mad and say, don't you call my bluff,
then
eventually it's going to be found out that I got 2 sevens.
I was bluffing.
Somebody call you testy.
So the what the Democrats say is,
take
what,
my cards and go to the house.
What happened was Mr. Cantor interrupted the president as the president was trying to get a final word in, and it wasn't don't call my bluff.
Hmm.
Now, for their part, Moody's, the investor service, which, by the way, is a scam. Just so you know, Standard & Poor's and Moody's, pretty much a scam. And I don't care whether it's a governmental entity locally or anyplace else. They can talk about how wonderful the rating is, but Moody's is pretty much a scam. Nonetheless, they have warned the U.S. may lose its top-notch AAA credit rating if lawmakers cannot strike a deal. Boys, I don't know if you know what that means, but they've put out a list of what could happen.
Does that mean we're not going to be able to get a good rate if we try to finance a used car as an entire nation?
Yeah.
I found a 1962 Rambler, and I want it.
That's right.
I was thinking a 94 Thunderbird.
That'd be fun. That'd be okay. How about an 86 Probe?
Sure.
All right.
Put some flames down the side?
Sure. Here we go. Well, but the paint's peeling, you know, on the top.
Covers it up.
They have to repaint it, yeah. Okay,
Bondo.
So here's what'll happen. Lots of entitlement checks will be stopped.
Oh.
No welfare, no unemployment, no Social Security, no Medicare, no tax refunds. Government workers, including the military, won't get paid. The dollar would collapse. Collapse. And that collapse would lead to a sharp increase in the cost of nearly everything. And think of all those things that are made in China and elsewhere. Well, you know what? They've got to get here. They've got to get here somehow. So everything, including gas, the prices would soar. Our savings would be wiped out. Panic, their words, panic would race across financial markets worldwide. Investment portfolios, including your 401k, would collapse. Capital investment would dry up. Main Street as we know it, companies will be crushed by U.S. consumers who no longer have any buying power. People will lose jobs.
Okay, I'm hearing the sarcasm in your voice, so why don't you get to the sarcastic side?
Yeah, okay.
Why don't you get to the counterpoint there?
Yeah.
Because
well,
what you're saying
yeah.
ain't exactly music to my ears.
No, it's not. But this is all the gigantic scare tactic they have put forward. I believe we heard Bill Flores say, there's money coming in every day. Now, again, what they're having to do is...
Well, excuse me. There's enough money coming in every day, apparently, to pay the military. Good.
Yeah.
There's enough money to come in to service the nation's debt. Good.
Yeah.
There's enough money coming in, apparently, every month to pay Social Security.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you start talking about savings collapsing and
widespread panic
and all this other kind of stuff, you know, gosh, to a 35-year-old married father or two, that kind of perks up ears.
Yeah. Here's the reason they're doing that is because maybe this is the year, I doubt it, but maybe this is the year that they sit down at the dinner of their consequences. Maybe they do. I can't imagine. But what they are trying to tell us is we are trembling on the brink of total collapse of the United States dollar. And that means, of course, then mankind around the globe as we know it will cease to exist. So we have no choice but to cut some of those benefits. No choice but to raise the retirement on Social Security. They are telling us life as we know it will no longer exist, so we must do these things. They're trying to find a ginormous political parasol, to use Tom's phrase, mm-hmm. that they can all get under and say, we didn't want to do this to you, but we really had no choice. When, in fact, it's because of the bad decisions that previous elected bodies have made in Washington. Those were the bad decisions they made year after year and term after term to put us in a situation where we are, where all of our kids, including us, our grandkids, the kids who aren't even born yet, have got tens of thousands of dollars of debt that they're going to have to pay. So they're telling us that life as we know it will end if we don't do this thing. How's that for hyperbole?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's why they're doing it. That's the reason. So that when they make the cuts that they should have made a long time ago, they'll explain they simply had no choice. 646.
Fewer foreclosures. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The number of households receiving foreclosure notices in the second quarter was nearly a third smaller than in the second quarter last year. And Realty Track says foreclosures were down 11% from the first quarter. The market research firm says much of the decline was the result of processing and procedural delays and not improvement in the housing sector. Moody's is the first of the credit rating agencies to threaten to lower the United States credit rating because of uncertainty over the debt limit negotiations. The chief executive of General Mills says higher food prices may be here to stay. Speaking at the food company's annual meeting, Ken Powell said food costs fell into a deflationary cycle last year. That's not likely to happen again. The British online music service Spotify is launching in the U.S. today. Spotify is popular in Europe. An ad-supported service lets computer users listen to music for free. Stock market futures have turned mixed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
The state of our transportation system affects our commerce, our economy, and our future.
Ronald Reagan understood it. Bill Clinton, too. Transportation makes America work.
By modernizing and building roads, bridges, transit systems, and railways.
A network of highways and mass transit that has enabled our commerce to thrive.
Connecting millions of Americans to the economic mainstream.
Our country to grow.
Ushering in two decades of unparalleled growth.
The founding fathers knew. Strong transportation networks make America safer and more competitive. They even put it in the Constitution. And President Reagan knew that's one investment worth protecting.
Common sense tells us that it will cost a lot less to keep the system we have in good repair than to let it disintegrate and have to start over from scratch.
It's time for Congress to pass a robust 6-year highway and public transit bill. Because when Congress does its job, Americans can get to theirs.
Clearly, this program is an investment in tomorrow that we must make today.
Paid for by ARTBA and APTA.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I've said it for years, gardening is the world's best hobby. You're in the fresh air, you can't hear the phone, you're getting exercise, and you're making your part of the world better because of your being there. How could life be any better than that? I'll be back with details enjoying gardening to the maximum right after this important message. For 25 years, gardeners in Texas have turned to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine as the definitive word in Texas horticulture. We have a wonderful publication. It's been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. Unless you think I'm bragging, there are so many people who make this magazine so great, I stand off to the side and smile. Oh, I'm actively involved and I write a lot for my magazine, but this is the product of a lot of hard work by a lot of people. Here is the good news. But then there's a warning afterwards. The good news is you can get the 2005 subscription price if you call today. $21.95 for 1 year, $40.95 for 2 years, 3 years, just $56.95. That's right. We've not changed the price in almost 7 years, but we're about to go up and your time is up. That's the warning. You must call right away. Here's the number. Satisfaction guaranteed, new or renewal, 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. In the spirit of helping you get maximum pleasure and optimum results from your gardening endeavors, I've accumulated some tips. These are from my own firsthand experiences, and they're offered from one friend to another. Start with a plan. It's always better if it's drawn to scale, but at least you need to have a goal for what you're trying to accomplish. Start with the bigger picture of the personality you want your garden to have, and then fill in the pieces to complete each part of the puzzle. Every plant and every decorative product you should buy should be focused on that final vision. Simplicity is always a good thing. It's a lot easier to have a beautiful and simple landscape than it is to have one that's highly involved. Grace and elegance seem to track with simplicity. Complicated designs can too easily become congested and disheveled. Know your plants really well. Know how tall and how wide they'll grow naturally so that you won't have to prune and reshape them frequently. Determine that they're adapted to your soils and your climate and that they'll thrive in the exposure you have for them. Be sure they're not prone to serious pest problems. In fact, the last questions you ask before you pull out the checkbook or the credit card should always be, is there anything you need to tell me about the plants in my cart? Are they all excellent choices? Bring the nurseryman on board. Let him or her share in your decisions. Prepare soil proportionate to the plant's needs and to their mature sizes. Put in simpler terms, if a tree or large shrub requires radical soil improvement, don't buy it in the first place. You'll never be able to meet its needs. There'll be too much soil to allow you to cope. Smaller types, by comparison, justify more extensive bed preparation. Since their root systems will be considerably smaller, you'll be able to amend or even replace your native soil as dictated by the plant's needs. Azaleas are a classic example in much of Texas. You can remove the existing soil and replace it to a depth of 18 inches with a rich organic mix. You can't do that with a big tree. Container gardening offers decided advantages. First, any plant that's grown and shown in a container is automatically lifted onto a pedestal. Containers also give you the freedom to choose any type of potting soil. That need not be a concern then. You can meet any watering or fertility needs quickly and accurately. And if the weather takes a sudden turn for the worse, you can always move potted plants into temporary protection. Buy quality tools and equipment and care for them regularly. These are just a few of the tips I would have for somebody that I saw trying to get into gardening. I hope they've been of help to you. This is a good time for ground covers. We're going to talk about them in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at sports this morning at 6:53, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. Well, the first round of the British Open, the third major tournament on the golf tour of the year, the 140th British Open, is underway. First tee time was at 12:30 a.m. our time this morning. And here's the leaderboard so far. Thomas Bjorn of Denmark has gone out early and shot a 5-under par 65, and he has the clubhouse lead. He had 7 birdies and bogeyed the 18th hole to shoot that 65 at Royal St. George's today. Miguel Jimenez has just bogeyed, and he is 3-under par 2 back on the course after 16 holes. From the U.K., Simon Dyson is 2-under. He finished today at a 68. Also 2-under is Yutka Ikeda of Japan. He's also 2-under par. Now, Rory McIlroy, of course, he's the favorite after that U.S. Open Championship performance. He's having a few troubles today. He's played 13 holes, and he's 2-over par. Phil Mickelson hadn't teed off yet. He's got a late tee time at 8:21 our time. Mickelson says he's not thinking about history at the British Open.
I'm not going to worry about past performances, and I'm going to try to learn and enjoy the challenge of playing links golf. And I'm having fun doing that. I'm trying to pretend like it's my first time here. I feel excited and kind of reinvigorated to come over here and try to learn the style of golf and play it effectively.
We'll update you more next hour. We told you earlier this week about the 7-on-7 state flag football tournament starting today at the Penberthy Complex on East Campus at A&M. Two 64-team brackets will compete over 3 days for the title, won last year by Brownwood in Division II and Lake Travis in Division I. Now, Division II, which is 3A, 2A, and 1A schools, will start pool play today and finish up tomorrow. Division I, that's 5A and 4A schools, they'll start tomorrow and finish Saturday. All 4 consolation and championship games will be played at Kyle Field. Now, play starts today at noon, and 4 area schools qualified for the state tournament in Division II. Navasota opens up with Princeton in a pool that includes Ballinger and Industrial. Lexington opens with Pettus in a pool that has Salina and Iran. Rockdale opens with Sanger in a pool that includes Abilene, Wiley, and Somerset. And last year's runner-up, Cameron, opens with Bandera in a pool with Seminole and Gilmer. Each team will play 3 games today. Tomorrow, Division I starts. A&M Consolidated is the only area school that qualified among the big schools. Consol will open tomorrow at noon against Houston Chavez in a pool that includes Cy Fair and Dallas Jesuit. It's free to go and watch. And also, Fox Sports will have a live webcast of the quarterfinals, semifinals, consolation, and championship games streaming on their website. The Brazos Valley Bombers dropped their 3rd in a row last night as the East Texas Pump Jacks took an early 3-0 lead. But after the Bombers tied it in the 6th, the Pump Jacks scored the winner on a wild pitch in the 9th and won it 4-3. The Jacks have won 6 in a row and lead the TCL second half standings at 6-1. They'll play again tonight before the Bombers go to Acadiana for the weekend and then come back home to host the TCL All-Star game on Monday night. Major League Baseball season starts its second half tonight with just 7 games and a full slate tomorrow. The Texas Rangers have a 1-game lead on the LA Angels in the AL West. They'll open a 4-game series tonight in Seattle. And finally, A&M basketball coach Gary Blair, along with players Adora Alanu, Sydney Carter, and Marianne Baker, got to hobnob with the best in sports last night at the ESPY Awards at the Nokia Theater in L.A. The Aggies national championship team was nominated for best team of the past year. But along with the Packers, the San Francisco Giants, the UConn men's team, and the Boston Bruins, they lost out to NBA champions Dallas Mavericks. That's your first look at sports. More next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, this is State Farm Agent Brenda Keith, serving the Brazos Valley for over 28 years. We live in a rapidly changing world, but some things never change. My staff and I are always prepared to help you and our policyholders during difficult times of loss and tragedy. We are your friends and neighbors. Thank you for voting us best insurance agent in the Brazos Valley for the past 6 years. Call us today to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your current insurance needs at 260-9734 or email me at brendakeith.com.
It's time for the Brazos Valley to have local news in high definition. Tune to ABC 40 weeknights at 10 p.m. for local news now in HD with Ann, Bruce, Matt, and Tiffany. Not sure how to get our HD signal? Find us on Suddenly Channel 720, DirecTV Channel 40, your antenna TV Channel 40. ABC 40 takes storm tracking to a new level like never before. With Tornado Predictor Max, HD
HD. Watch the ABC 40 Night Beat tonight and see the difference.
Looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? It is Caldwell Country Chevrolet's goal to provide you with an excellent purchase and ownership experience. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
We're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station. Come and experience a Sleep Station exclusive, the Dr. Bruce Sleep Doctor mattresses.
I thought we were going to tell them about the number one rated mattress brand, Tempur-Pedic.
The Sleep Doctor mattress has temp sets designed to help regulate sleeping temperature.
Tempur-Pedic has the highest owner satisfaction ratings of all mattress brands and has a 90-day trial.
The Sleep Doctor mattress has a 90-day trial, too.
If marriage is about compromise, why don't we just let the customers decide?
Central Station Shopping Center across from Specs, 696-1255 for the Sleep Station.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Mortgage Company. Opportunity is still knocking for home buyers, whether you want to buy your next home or your first-time home buyer. Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit our office at 307 Arguello Drive. You can also visit JanelleCarver.com to pre-qualify. And first-time home buyers, ask us about our mortgage credit certificate program that can help you save up to $2,000 annually.
Not a commitment to lend. Borrower must meet qualification criteria. Cornerstone Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Debt negotiators trying to find a way for America to keep paying its bills past August 2nd may be getting a little edgy. Live at the White House, Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz.
Not only was there no agreement after yesterday's meeting, they couldn't even agree over what was said. Republicans claim the president warned them not to call his bluff, also warned that he's ready to take this to the American people. They say he then got agitated and stormed out of the meeting. Democrats dispute that what the president did was storm out, and they accuse House GOP leader Eric Cantor of continually cutting off the president. Now, they're going to go back at it again later today and with added motivation. The rating agency Moody's yesterday issued a new warning that the nation's AAA credit rating is at risk. Ron?
Reaction from the White House to yesterday's act of terrorism in India.
I strongly condemn the outrageous attacks in Mumbai, and my thoughts and prayers are with the wounded and those who have lost loved ones.
Spokesman Jay Carney reading the statement by President Obama. No one has claimed responsibility yet for the explosions that killed 17 people. If it weren't for weightlessness, this would be heavy lifting for astronauts at the International Space Station. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown is live in Florida.
Ron, Fox News Radio just had a long-distance phone call with the crew of Atlantis. They say the last ever shuttle mission is going smoothly.
Atlantis is purring like a kitten. I think she's about 25 years or so old, but she performs just like a newborn. She's doing great.
That's Commander Chris Ferguson. It's a rather large grocery delivery they have for the space station, says mission specialist Sandra Magnus.
We're leaving behind about a year's supply of food and consumables. We're taking back with us some trash. It's keeping us pretty busy, but the station will be in good supply.
They've brought up over 8,000 pounds of food for the station crew, Ron.
Ireland's government wants the Vatican ambassador to answer questions about a new report that the church tried to cover up sexual abuses. Investigators saying the Vatican tried this 14 years ago. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Somewhere in America, Christy Little's hometown is changing all around her. The buildings are greener, the people healthier, the streets less congested. Because across America, Siemens is building answers to make cities more prosperous, more livable, and more environmentally sustainable. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male risk-free. 1-800-853-5620. 1-800-853-5620. 1-800-853-5620.
Park Oak Paint is the newest paint store in BCS and an authorized Kelly Moore paint dealer. Will McClure and all the pros at Park Oak Paint invite you to their open house barbecue this Thursday the 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It doesn't matter whether you're a contractor, a landlord, or a homeowner. Come in Thursday and visit their new showroom and stay for some mouth-watering barbecue with all the trimmings. Park Oak Paint Company, your authorized Kelly Moore paint dealer, is located by Brown Shoe Store in College Station.
This time of year, when the days are long and the nights are warm, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Maybe it's being able to pull up a comfortable rocking chair on the front porch, catch a breeze, and relax over a game of checkers. Of course, at Cracker Barrel, there's plenty to enjoy inside, too. That's where you'll find generous portions of your favorite good country cooking, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker and a checkerboard ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
I'm test driving a BMW 3 Series today so I can see how it stacks up. And so far, I'm very impressed. What is up with this guy next to me? Oh, yeah. Getting a sideways look, there's the old subtle chin tilt. Oh, and there it is. He wants to race me. No, no thank you. And it would be no contest. He must not know that the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its rivals from Audi and Mercedes. And, don't ask me how, it's more fuel efficient than ever. He's really not getting the message. No, thank you. When you're the ultimate driving machine, great power comes with great responsibility. So, test drive a 3 Series as responsibly as you can at your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Vote for turkey. Vote for bacon. Vote for ranch. Vote for...
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing? You're Firehouse Subs spokes captain.
Sorry, just cheering on my favorites.
Well, turkey doesn't need a cheerleader. It's already the best-selling sandwich meat.
And bacon.
Who doesn't love bacon? And ranch, the most popular dressing in the whole nation.
What about cheddar? Can I cheer for cheddar?
Cheddar's already the number one cheese, at least here in the U.S. of A.
Tell you what, Pops, you can promote our turkey bacon ranch sub. It's chock full of steaming hot smoked turkey breast, melted sharp cheddar, plus crispy bacon and peppercorn ranch dressing. It's four of the country's favorite tastes made even better all in one bite. Okay, how's this? Try Firehouse Subs Turkey Bacon Ranch. Our way beats their way. If you don't agree, it's free.
That's better. And Pops, don't forget to mention our refreshing original cherry limeade. It's liquid shade.
Well, okay, but you're going to have to start paying me. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen, firehousesubs.com.
WTAW News Time, 706, 77 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 101. The heat index, 107. Just kind of icky, I think, would be the technical term. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. College Station City Manager David Neely compared it to giving death notifications when 11 people were laid off Wednesday morning as part of a citywide reorganization where 27 full and part-time positions were eliminated.
I've counseled every one of the employees that I've spoken to today is that their job, not just the supervisor's job, but every employee in this city's job is to find a better, more efficient, more cost-effective way of doing the job that they do. It's not just my job, but their job too.
Neely says that's what he had to do to reduce next year's budget by $1.5 million for the 11 people who lost their jobs. They were placed on administrative leave with pay and benefits through the end of the fiscal year on September 30th. Neely says 5 or 6 out of that group could be rehired in different positions. 11 city departments were downsized and more will be impacted. One city office is going completely away. Duties of the Economic and Community Development Department and its two remaining employees will be absorbed elsewhere. Among four people being let go is Director David Gwynn. Parks and Recreation took a similar hit as four were laid off and one moved into a lower paying position.
The complete list can be accessed on our website, WTAW.com. Bryan City Council received its first glimpse into next year's budget at this week's meeting. Interim City Manager Keene Register talked about reduced spending to reflect the expectation of receiving less revenue.
Staff was able to cut over $2 million in expenses from the general fund and a total of $2.6 million from all funds. This does not include BTU, which I understand cut an additional $1 million from their budget. By combining and eliminating positions, reorganizing departments, and outsourcing where we can. No cuts were made to police and fire, and we were also able to put back in the budget salary increases for most employees.
During the current fiscal year, a reorganization of the Public Works Department affected 16 full-time and 4 part-time positions. Director Jason Barfnecht says 5 were laid off. While salary savings for this year have not been calculated, Barfnecht says for next year it will amount to $1.2 million. Elsewhere, staff has asked the council to spend $456,000 on new vehicles for the police department and increase spending to 4 outside agencies by nearly $300,000. The council was also told staff eliminated the downtown facade program at a savings of $100,000. Barfnecht says no rate increases are planned next year for water, wastewater, and solid waste customers in Bryan. Both sides are blaming the other in Washington as congressional Republicans refuse to raise the debt ceiling at President Obama's request. Now the president says Social Security payments are in jeopardy, but Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says that's not the case.
There is enough money coming in every month to the federal government to pay our military, to pay our debt, and to pay Social Security. Now, there's not much else left over. For instance, Congress wouldn't get paid under that, which would probably be good. But there's plenty of money. But the president has decided that he's going to use Social Security as the stick to try to beat the Congress over the head.
Still, Flores says the 3 big mandatory payments of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security are all insolvent. The combined debt of all 3 programs is an estimated $85 trillion, or about 6 times the national debt. As the debate over the debt ceiling and government deficits continues in Washington, the chief executive officer of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas says part of the problem is the politicians themselves.
Richard Fisher says the Federal Reserve has done everything they can to jumpstart the economy, and now it's time for Congress to fix the mess they've created.
They've been running amok now, Republicans and Democrats, with few exceptions, for decades, and the gig is up.
He says these negotiations are very important because most business growth across the country has come to a halt.
No business person in their right mind is going to make a decision right now of committing long-term capital unless they know what they're going to be taxed and how the whole structure is going to be going forward.
He says simply printing more money would create more problems in the future. Austin York, TSN News.
And a North Texas man on trial in Brazos County has entered a guilty plea to intoxication manslaughter. 24-year-old Casey Van Hoos of Sunset was convicted in the April 2009 crash that killed an Idaho man thrown out of Van Hoos's pickup. The wreck happened on FM 2154 in Milliken. Jurors spent Wednesday hearing testimony in the punishment phase. They'll return this morning to consider a sentence that ranges from 20 years in prison down to probation. WTAW News time is 7:11, 77 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/WTAW1620. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Leah with Zwirneman Flooring. By now, you've probably heard about our warehouse fire, but we're still open for business in the same location. Zwirneman Flooring wants to thank all of our loyal customers for their continued support. At Zwirneman Flooring, we take pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. And we won't let a little warehouse fire get in the way of providing you with the best flooring the Brazos Valley has to offer. For all your flooring needs, call Zwirneman Flooring today at 776-2800.
Do you want to save $9,000 on a new Silverado? Bubba Dixon here to tell you about the wrap-up closeout sale going on now at Tom Light Chevrolet. Get $9,000 off a Silverado Crew Cab or a Chevy Cruze for only $17,799.
Hey, this is Tim Light, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, we won't lose your business over price. That's my family's name on the building and my promise to you. Come see us at 738 North Earl Rudder Freeway or tomlight.com.
Plus TTNL, stock numbers 51266 and 19154. Savings and prices include rebate and discount. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is sponsored this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Heat and humidity. We'll continue to see a lot of that over the next several days. Does look like some areas of cloudiness will develop late at night and we'll break out of it. Looks like maybe by about Saturday we could start to contend with some afternoon thunderstorms. Partial sun develops today. Temperatures will climb up to about 100 this afternoon. Partly to mostly cloudy weather developing late tonight, 75 to 80. Turning partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 100. Some clouds, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Partly sunny, chance of a storm Saturday, up around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Three more Texas A&M football players have been put on another watch list. This time the Lombardi Award. Tony Gerard Eddy, Luke Jokel, and Garrick Williams are on that watch list. Add that to the group. We'll talk about that. 7-on-7 football. Lots of great high school football players in town for the next 3 days. Got that and more coming up in sports.
All right, so how many states do we have?
57.
51.
Oh, wait, sorry. I was following the president's.
Both of y'all are wrong.
How many?
49, maybe.
Really? Who's leaving?
Well, no, it's a matter of never was.
Oh.
Texas? Please say Texas. It's no. Texas,
Hawaii,
isn't it? So, wasn't it Texas?
Right.
Texas.
Wait, Hawaii.
Texas. I'm going to go with Texas.
Wait, Hawaii's not a state, and the president shouldn't be in office.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. There you go. No, it's actually North Dakota.
Oh.
They may not have crossed all their T's and dotted all their I's. Those are jots and tittles, you know, in the statehood process. The problem, according to John Rosinski, who's 82 years old.
Isn't he on the office?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Plays Jim.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Is the state constitution leaves out key passages about the executive branch that would put it in harmony with the federal constitution. The flaw has been there, supposedly.
What, do they still have legalized slavery or what?
Some kind of states' rights that they're not supposed to. This apparently goes back to 1889 when North Dakota supposedly went into the Union. It's been John's baby for years, and he's just an ordinary citizen, but he has worked on trying to get this thing fixed. He has convinced a state senator to introduce a bill that would fix the wording that would require North Dakota voters to approve the measure. Hey! There they go. That's it. I mean, it's their judgment day. They could kind of go, I don't know if we want to be a part of all this. Because those folks up in North Dakota. Now, North, one of them's liberal and one of them's conservative. And I quite honestly can't remember which one is I want to say that North is the liberal one.
Well, no, South was the one that was the state that gave us Tom Daschle. So, before you, but North gave us Byron Dorgan.
Where
so,
was I mean, McGovern? Kinda, where's McGovern?
McGovern's from South Dakota.
Okay, so they're the liberal one. So North Dakota is the more conservative. So, hey, who knows?
We all just need to move to Bismarck?
Well, let's see. And well, we're probably too late for us to register to vote.
Fargo?
Something to think about. Yeah. All right, so let's say
come winter, we'd want to rethink that decision.
I'm thinking it's probably, well, even before winter got there. You know, there, by the time you get to winter, you've already been hammered for a while.
True.
And
but let's see, just out of curiosity.
Okay, let's see what it is today.
The weather in Fargo, North Dakota. Yeah. Well, right now in lovely Fargo, it's overcast and 62.
Yeah, and what's the high for today?
Chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible. Yeah. Mostly cloudy with a high near 76.
Yeah, see.
But
yeah.
Here's how much it's going to change. This is interesting. We don't see this much of a change. It's supposed to be 76 in Fargo today. Tonight's low 70. Tomorrow, 20% chance of showers. High 91. The heat index 103.
Oh!
Oh, my.
Saturday's high 95. Sunday 97. What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on up there?
They have people up there who don't have air conditioning on purpose. Hello?
Morning. You know, the only dissenting vote to declare war on Japan was from South Dakota.
Oh, is that right? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. A little bit of history. Hello?
Could those residents try to get their federal income tax money back since they didn't need to pay it in the first place?
Oh. Excellent point.
Oh. Ma'am, you're going to be paid a visit later today.
There you go. You're going to meddling.
That sounds like dissension right there.
Yeah, but that's a good kind of meddling.
I don't know. Don't be doing that.
Yeah. No. Well, I don't know.
By the way, you know.
Tom, you're going to be right there with me. You better make sure your trash can's pulled in because your HOA will turn you in.
If you weren't with us a half an hour ago, life on Earth is apparently going to end as we know it.
Earth.
Mm-hmm. Dogs and cats living together. I mean, what in the world are we going to do if we don't pass this debt ceiling? I mean, according to...
Well, I think we went past the debt ceiling a long time ago.
Yeah. It's raising the debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're telling us the dollar will collapse. Our portfolios will be worthless. The prices of everything will skyrocket. There won't be any checks for Social Security or unemployment. That brought up another interesting point I'll get to in a minute. So all of that on one side of the government, okay? Meanwhile, Ben Bernanke...
Why don't they just shrink it down and say, you know, that if this is not raised, that the United States of America will become one big portrait of post-Katrina New Orleans?
Ooh.
Mm.
That's something that we can show. Just show the show the outside of the Superdome.
Yeah.
In the meantime, that's one side coming out of D.C. yesterday. On the other side, there's Ben Bernanke hinting we might need another stimulus package. Aren't they telling us that the dollar, as we know it, is going to fall? Businesses will be crushed because we won't be able to afford anything. And Ben Bernanke's going, we may want to go for STEM 3. I mean,
The world is a better place because I'm not a financial expert. But
nicely done.
Well, it is. Hey, yeah, understand. if you can't freely admit your faults, you got a problem.
Right.
But why is this guy still employed? He seems like an epic failure.
Well, maybe here. This is one thing he has done. No, I mean, yes, you're right. In many ways, he has been a failure. But now we have finally made the chairman of the Fed human. Because if you'll remember, when the old guy was there.
Oh, he was Yoda.
Yeah. I mean, he was the financial Yoda.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now here's Bernanke. He's just like the rest of us. Pretty much.
Right.
Mushroom. He's a mushroom, pretty much, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway, the point I wanted to bring up, a guy calls, he says, hey, just curious, but if you ask 100 people to name an entitlement, what would they name first? His point, and I think it's right, is Social Security. But think about how many other entitlements there really are out there that our government is paying. Just saying.
Well, and it's one thing to call them entitlements. It's another thing that, I believe they were referred to yesterday morning as mandatory payments.
Right.
Yes, they were.
But the word mandatory doesn't mean what it used to do.
But, maybe I'm talking semantics here, but it seems to me that there's a big difference between entitlements and mandatory payments.
I believe that's right. I believe that's right. Because, after all, mandatory means you are forced to do.
Right.
And that's it. But, all right. Wash our ears out with this. The city of San Diego is ready to lead the way. They apparently needed to get $9 million for some reason. Maybe they got some shortfall. Gosh, imagine a city with a shortfall. Could that happen? Well, here's what San Diego is looking at doing. They're considering requiring cat licenses. That's right. $25 a piece, like dog licenses, except it's for cats. Yeah. The city has
No. All right. We're gonna drill down. We're gonna drill down here to about four people that are listening right now.
Okay.
There is one of my favorite Monty Python bits. It's called Fish License.
Okay.
And it's this guy, and he keeps talking about all of his different pets that have licenses, and the guy's trying to the other person is trying to convince him that he doesn't need it. One of his pets is a cat.
Okay.
He says, you don't need a license for your cat. And he says, I do, and I have one. You hear him rustling the paper around. Right. He says, see, look. He said, it's a dog license with the word dog crossed out and cat written in crayon. It's just that's where I went as soon as you said
and
that.
And they may well do that. That'd be a really good idea. They could save money that way.
Sure. All the kids are on summer vacation right now. You just let them do it.
Give them the croins and let them go to it. There are apparently 373,000 cats in San Diego. That's how I got the math. You do,
but
that.
Are they feral? That's what I want to
know.
Well,
they've got a lot.
Are they domesticated?
They've got a lot of feral cats. They do have a lot of feral cats, and
are they Mike Farrell?
Yeah, their politics are the same as Mike Farrell. How's that? 373,000 cats times $25. We're talking about $9.3 million. Thank you, San Diego, for giving us, showing us the light. Let's go the way of San Diego. Put licenses on our little cat and make them wear the little teeny things.
yeah, good luck with that one.
Because they'll play with it and drive their owners nuts.
No, just get them a laminated card they have to carry around with
them.
Oh,
that's a good thing. Like Bambi. Yeah. Rodney King in trouble again. Pop for driving under the influence. Apparently, it's marijuana he was under the influence of this time. Submitted to a blood test at police headquarters. Quite the rap sheet, substance abuse. He's been on VH1 Celebrity Rehab and also Sober House back in 2008. So Rodney King still making news for all the wrong reasons. 7:22.
Is your backyard ready for summertime entertaining? Or are you building a new house and want the perfect outdoor kitchen or fireplace installed? Look to Line Home Products. They sell and install fireplaces, outdoor grills, gas logs, fire glass, plantation shutters, and blinds. If you want a great team of subcontractors with years of experience working in the Brazos Valley, call Line Home Products at 324-1200 or visit linehomeproducts.com for more information. Aggie owned and operated, class of 95. Line Home Products.
It's pretty much the rule for most of us. If you own a home, it is more than likely your biggest investment. So when the time comes to sell your home, whether it's to upgrade or because you get a new job and you need to move out of the market, whatever the reason may be, you absolutely want to make sure you get every penny you possibly can out of that investment. That's why Zweiker & Associates specializes in making properties, because there's a lot of them out there. They specialize in making properties rise above, shall we say. When you put your home on the market with Zweiker & Associates, you will find out how they make your property rise above everyone else's. They use professional photography. They use virtual tours. It's a way, really, to make a potential buyer almost feel like they're in your home before they're actually in your home. Don't take my word for it, though. Find out for yourself. Go to ZARealestate.com and see what Zweiker & Associates is doing for people just like you right now. ZARealestate.com. ZARealestate.com.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Folks at Intercon want to remind you that whether you're considering replacing the windows in your existing home or building a new home, looking for cost-effective and energy-efficient windows, call Intercon at 823-3639. Intercon offers windows for both new construction and for replacement that easily beat the standard requirements for energy efficiency. Call or come by Intercon. Let Oscar or Brad Beard show you how you can protect your most valuable investment, and you do that by buying quality windows from the folks at Intercon. The very best available, yet extremely affordable. Intercon's replacement windows are installed by Intercon employees that work on windows every day. Call Intercon today for a free quote with no pressure. Keep your home energy efficient throughout the year. Let the fine folks from Intercon help you with all your window needs. Call Oscar or Brad Beard at Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:26, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Hot, 101 for a high, heat value about 107. Then tonight we'll be down around 78 or so. Continue that pattern, maybe not quite so hot the balance of the week, but we're going to be close enough to 100. You're not going to tell a lot of difference. 20% chance of showers starting tomorrow, and it'll go all the way through the weekend and into Monday. And again, temps will remain the same. Right now, 90% relative humidity. Winds are from the south at 5. We have fair skies and 77. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
If a deal on the debt ceiling isn't reached, Obama and the Democrat leaders have predicted economic collapse. They've singled out corporate jet fleets, oil companies, and citizens earning over $250,000 a year as the villains. Ratcheting up the rhetoric, this week Obama threatened, if Republicans insist on denying him tax increases, Social Security disability, and veterans checks would be withheld. Now, if it's true that the economic state is that dismal, there are other options any president has at his disposal. The first would take work instead of words, namely reviewing the federal budget and eliminating every redundant program in the bureaucracy. Second, prioritizing spending that is truly necessary for the country to function and eliminating what isn't or what could be delayed until the economy recovers. Third, finally cutting off the leeches, those who can work but won't, and those who take taxpayer checks by scamming the system. Fourth, and most important, actually helping to create an environment for job growth instead of merely talking about jobs by removing the impediments of regulations, burdensome paperwork, and compliance to mandates like Obamacare. I guarantee you, if this president took serious austerity steps like these instead of threatening seniors, the disabled, and veterans, or vilifying achievers in private industry, there would be a groundswell of support. But that would require statesmanship, leadership, and hard work, not words, which is why this president is incapable of all that.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Somewhere in America, Christy Little's hometown is changing all around her. The buildings are greener, the people healthier, the streets less congested. Because across America, Siemens is building answers to make cities more prosperous, more livable, and more environmentally sustainable. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male risk-free. 1-800-853-5620. 1-800-853-5620. 1-800-853-5620.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call AMCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call AMCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 78 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine, hot today, high of about 101. The heat index, 107. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Layoffs have been announced at the City of College Station. Wednesday was the last day for 11 employees, including one department head. 13 vacant positions are being eliminated, and three others will disappear through retirements or those currently in the positions taking on new roles. City Manager David Neely says the job cuts will take care of a $1.5 million shortfall in next year's budget, and Neely says it won't get better in 2013.
I've been very honest and open with the employees that I think next year is going to be similarly as difficult. I think we're going to have 2 years of million or million and a half deficits before we're back to positive cash flow.
College Station's Economic and Community Development Office is going away. Director David Gwynn is among the four losing their jobs. Two others will be transferred to other departments. Parks and Recreation also losing four, and a fifth is moving into a lower-paying position. The complete list is online at WTAW.com. Now, those let go Wednesday were placed on paid administrative leave with benefits through September 30th. Neely says five or six people could be rehired in different positions. The 2012 budget marks the fourth straight year of reduced spending in College Station, but it's the first involving layoffs. Next year's proposed budget for the city of Bryan includes $2 million in cuts, but finds money for pay raises and more for some outside agencies. Interim City Manager Keene Register recommended a 2% raise for police and fire and merit raises for 3% for other city employees. Most of the conversation at this week's council meeting dealt with an increase of $170,000 to outside economic development agencies and an additional $123,000 to pay Brian's share of 911 dispatch services. Councilman Paul Madison wanted assurances that the increased spending was necessary.
If by for whatever reason that this city has to increase the amount of funding to outside agencies, then that I understand. But the outside agencies that we're going to increase funding and we're not required to do that, then I don't know why we would do that when we're in such a dire strait for taking care of our own employees in the city itself.
Register told Madison there was no way the city could start its own 911 dispatch service. Register also told council members there will be no job losses in the police and fire departments. That follows the elimination of 16 full-time and 4 part-time jobs this year. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says he knows of 5 people who were laid off and were given severance packages. Barfneck says the absence of those positions in next year's budget amounts to a savings of $1.2 million. President Obama continues his push for increased debt and higher taxes while congressional Republicans refuse. They say the country is already on an unsustainable path of debt because of so-called entitlement programs. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the numbers are huge.
Well, if you look at all of our mandatory spending programs, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, they are all technically insolvent. If we had this to report the financial condition of each of those 3 programs as a public company does their pension plan, each of them would show that we're really in debt. And when you add the total debt of those 3 programs up, it's about $85 trillion, which is roughly 6 times what our national debt is.
The president says Congress's refusal to raise the debt ceiling could now come at the expense of Social Security payments. Flores says that's not true because the government brings in enough money each month to pay the military, Social Security, and service the nation's debt. Meanwhile, another lawmaker from Texas is highly critical of the president's view in those negotiations to raise the debt ceiling.
U.S. Senator John Cornyn says threatening no Social Security payments is not the way the president should be handling the negotiations on the debt ceiling, and says he's trying to scare people into supporting new taxes. Cornyn says the federal government can take a page from Texas' book.
One lesson we've learned in Texas is that policy does make a difference. Lower taxes, reasonable regulation. I mean, we are a state that believes in encouraging job creators to create jobs in the private sector.
Cornyn says the problem is high spending, not low taxes. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And the Brazos County trial of a North Texas man changed gears when the accused entered a guilty plea. 24-year-old Casey Van Hoos of Sunset was convicted of intoxication manslaughter. The charge stemmed from a drunk driving crash in April 2009 on Welborn Road in Milliken. An Idaho man was killed in that crash. When he was thrown out of the pickup, Van Hoos was driving. The jury went into the punishment phase Wednesday, hearing testimony and lawyers' arguments. They returned today for sentencing. That sentence could range from probation up to 20 years in prison. WTAW News Time, 735, 78 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every day, more than 2,000 people suffer from a stroke. As the medical director of the St. Joseph Primary Stroke Center, I know the importance of acting fast. That includes working with emergency responders to know a stroke victim is coming before they arrive in the ER.
St. Joseph has received a Gold Plus Stroke Award for following the best practice standards in stroke care.
That's better than anyone else in the region and among the best in the country. That difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
I'm test driving a BMW 3 Series today so I can see how it stacks up. And so far, I'm very impressed. What is up with this guy next to me? Oh, yeah. Getting a sideways look. There's the old subtle chin tilt. Oh, and there it is. He wants to race me. No, no thank you. And it would be no contest. He must not know that the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its rivals from Audi and Mercedes. And, don't ask me how, it's more fuel efficient than ever. He's really not getting the message. No, thank you. When you're the ultimate driving machine, great power comes with great responsibility. So, test drive a 3 Series as responsibly as you can at your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 737, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Heat and humidity, will continue to see a lot of that over the next several days. Does look like some areas of cloudiness will develop late at night and will break out of it. Looks like maybe by about Saturday we could start to contend with some afternoon thunderstorms. Partial sun develops today. Temperatures will climb up to about 100 this afternoon. Partly to mostly cloudy weather developing late tonight, 75 to 80. Turning partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 100. Some clouds, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Partly sunny, chance of a storm Saturday, up around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Take your big old cooler of water, take yourself a parasol if you want to, and go on out to Penberthy Fields today. 7-on-7 football is going to start at noon and go on all day long today, tomorrow, and then Saturday wrap up at Kyle Field. We'll talk about that. The British Open, we'll update you on who's leading and more coming up in sports.
There you go. All right, let's give away rodeo tickets because rodeo
Yeehaw!
Starts tonight, as a matter of fact. The big old PRCA rodeo and the Bryan Breakfast Lions Club. And
it's always a fun time.
Be good.
Always a good time.
So 695-1620, 695-1620. Got this tickets is, for you. So,
this is what, I guess their third season at the new place? Third
know,
year? Yeah, I think like it is. Their third year at the new place.
Been doing it all for 40 years, though, so that's pretty good. So apparently this Mila Kunis is not going to go to the Marine Corps ball with Scott Moore.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that was such a great story. He did a YouTube invite. She went for it. We were talking about how cool that was.
So well, what happened?
Well, she had to break the date because of her shooting schedule. She has two movies to shoot in
November.
Who's
she going to shoot?
Yeah, really? That's illegal.
I mean, really? Do you really want to do that? That's unfortunate.
Not after saying yes. I mean, that's...
So now, on the other side of that equation, Corporal Kelsey DeSantis, a female Marine based at the Marshall Arts Center for Excellence, don't mess with her.
Marshall, M-A-R-T-I-A-L?
That's M-A-R-T-I-A-L.
Okay.
Yeah, Martial Arts Center for Excellence.
Oh, she's excellent in martial arts. Yeah, don't mess with her.
Yeah, she posted a video yesterday asking Justin Timberlake to go with her to the Marine Corps ball. No word yet on what he's going to do. So they're in a movie together, right? Is that it? That these two Hollywood types are in
Friends
movie
with
together.
Benefits. Uh-huh.
Good for them. Hi there. How are you?
Hey, pretty good.
Who's this?
Marcus.
Marcus who?
Marcus Cupp, C-U-P-P.
All right, Marcus, got a pair of tickets for you, buddy.
I'm sorry, what was his last name?
Cupp, C-U-P-P.
Oh, C-U-P-P. Thanks. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Who's this? Hello? Jones. Who's this?
Stu Daniel.
What's the first name?
Daniel?
No, what's your first name?
Yeah, my first name's Daniel.
Daniel, okay, what's your last name?
Garcia.
Okay,
oh,
very
okay.
Good. That was difficult.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel, you know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good.
Here's Daniel, we thought you said your name was Sue. Yeah, that's what we thought.
That's what I thought I heard.
Yeah, that's right, but there must be fighting words.
That's right. Hey, who's this?
No, Larry Thomas.
All right, Larry, you know, you are our third caller, so, of course, as always happens, I know you, how long have you listened to the show?
I listen to you about every morning going to work.
So you know that whenever we have a third caller, they win three tickets, right? So
it's not true, but you do, though, Larry. That's because somebody stole a ticket, and I ended up with seven.
That's
left.
It. So you got three tickets to the rodeo. You can use them tonight, tomorrow night, or on Saturday, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
can I talk to you when you get off the air a second?
You can call me in a little while, okay? Thanks. It's we can't talk now. We're going
to
talk on the radio now. All right, that's it. We're done. We're done. We're done.
That's all our tickets. Y'all now, if y'all didn't win one, you can pay money and go too, you know. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
now,
they're only cost they're $10 pre-sale and $12 at the gate if you want to go.
Pretty
there
good stuff.
Go. Yeah, and worth it.
Now, if you ever wonder, you know, Texas, we've got this amendment. We got to have a balanced budget. And, you know, they use a numbers wrench to get to that balanced budget. We understand that. But we never have to worry about our government shutting down. And this is a very good reason why, one more reason why we're better than those people in Minnesota. Because, you know, their government is shut down.
Mm.
They decided that they're going to shut this. It's almost 2 weeks now, the budget impasse that they've had. And we know, oh, yeah, the people have gotten, you know. By the way, the state legislature is still getting paid, just so you know, in Minnesota. Now, there's state workers that are furloughed, okay? And you know, checks aren't going out. But those legislators, 138 of them, they voted to continue to get paid. Now, the governor can get paid, but he's refusing his check. And all that's kind of interesting. But let's talk about hitting Johnny Lunchbucket where he lives. And that is the state's public safety department.
Which sounds like Department of Public Safety.
Something like that.
Like state troopers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. That the beer conglomerate Miller Coors will be forced to pull its product off of store shelves statewide. They did not. They are the country's second largest beer conglomerate. They neglected to renew their paperwork.
Oh, my.
That is required for them to distribute their 39 brands of cold ones. And so since the shutdown, they've been trying to talk about it, and the state said, nope, they got to go. So Miller, Coors, Blue Moon, Old English, they are all having to come off of the shelves statewide. See, that's why it'll never happen in Texas. Beer lobby would make sure that wouldn't happen. Up there in Pennsylvania, they run a little different, I guess. Restaurant in Pennsylvania has angered parents by banning children. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette says McDane's restaurant in Monroeville, Pennsylvania, will not allow children under the age of 6 to eat there. The owner says, we feel McDane's is not a place for young children. Their volume can't be controlled. And many, many times, never mind the loud grown-ups in the corner, but many, many times they have disturbed our customers. He said, this is a casual and fine dining place, and we don't need kids. We had this story last week, and now we have the science behind it. On average, men get struck by lightning more than women.
Well, yeah. Probably outdoors more. Yeah.
Scientists think they figured out why. New York Post says it turns out that men are just too stupid to come in out of the rain.
Really, we paid for that, didn't we?
And that's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, they won't, you know, all you got to do is be a golfer and understand that. There are some people that will go out and play golf, and at the first sign of lightning will come in. They are the smart people. But there are some people that will just stay out there. Say, well, it ain't going to hit me.
Like the preacher from Caddyshack.
That's right. And you're talking about players. Now consider other sports like baseball.
Right.
Where people are just watching the games. I mean, they're not even taking part. And they'll stay through that. So just so you know, nearly 650 people have been killed by lightning between 1995 and 2008. 82% of them were men. So there you go. See if this is shocking. 77.
I heard what you did there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
77 million baby boomers out there, you know, moving on into retirement and Medicare status and all that. Yeah. But a new poll finds that. Are you happy about it, Chase?
You're welcome.
Thanks, buddy. The new poll finds that 3/4 of all baby boomers still consider themselves middle-aged or younger. Younger adults call 60 the start of old age, all right? But baby boomers are pushing that number back. Get this, to boomers, the median age is 70. And 1/4 of boomers insist that they're not old until you get to 80.
I'm about 4 seconds away from teeing off.
You are about to explode, aren't you?
Well, because once again, and I'm going to make both of you guys mad probably.
Yeah, well.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Buckle up. Once again, the most useless generation of all time, the baby boomers, have now put us in a situation where not only are we going to be footing the bill for your extended Social Security and Medicare, as we said, you're welcome, but not only that, now you're in denial. You've been in denial your whole lives. You've been in denial about responsibility. I mean, thank you for giving us the free love of the late 60s. Thank you for giving us the cocaine of the 70s and the excess of the 80s. Oh, thank you so very much for all your wonderful contributions to this world.
Okay, now.
The only thing that's better is the millennial generation.
Now, wait a second. Al Gore invented the internet. He's a baby boomer. Right. Come on now.
That's where I was going to go. Is the only thing that I would add is we are the most useless generation so far.
Yeah, there's more to come.
Oh, it's a downhill slide.
Yeah, yeah. After all,
Well, y'all get to our age, I think you will wrestle that title away from us.
Do you want to save $9,000 on a new Silverado? Bubba Dixon here to tell you about the wrap-up closeout sale going on now at Tom Light Chevrolet. Get $9,000 off a Silverado Crew Cab or a Chevy Cruze for only $17,799.
Hey, this is Tim Light, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, we won't lose your business over price. That's my family's name on the building and my promise to you. Come see us at 738 North Earl Rudder Freeway or TomLight.com.
Plus TTNL, stock numbers 51266 and 19154. Savings and prices include rebate and discount. See dealer for details.
If you're looking for the best, and you should always be looking for the best, look no further than the Eye Care Center. I'm Dr. Belinda Dobson. At the Eye Care Center, our staff proudly offers the most cutting-edge technology in the Brazos Valley. With our highly specialized team of doctors and revolutionary equipment, it's easy to see why when people want the best in the Brazos Valley, they come see us at the Eye Care Center. Get the best service from the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. The Eye Care Center, 779-2020, or visit youreyecarecenter.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever. Using the latest laser technology, our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
If you're a parent with teenagers, you don't need to be told this. Being a kid these days is tough, and teens especially need our help to get through adolescence successfully. One of the most important tools we can give them is perspective. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Let me ask you a question. Would you go back and relive your teen years? In a recent survey, a majority of adults said yes, they would, if they could go back with the perspective they have now. And that makes complete sense, doesn't it? Now that we're adults, we understand that most of what made being a teenager so challenging doesn't last forever. The problem is teenagers, not being adults, don't think like that. Every area of life is erupting for them all at once, and it does seem as if their struggles will never end. Throw in social, emotional, and academic pressures, and a high percentage of our youth becomes stressed and overwhelmed. Obviously, walking teenagers through these years can be complex, but an important place to start is by encouraging them to see life from a different perspective. For example, teens tend to see their world as a snapshot, isolated moments they're stuck in and that will never change. Instead, teach them to view their experiences as a feature film with a series of continually changing events. It'll take some patience on your part as a parent, but over time, your teen will be able to see that today's challenges won't last forever. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Running a business is not for the faint of heart. Competition is fierce, margins are thin, and what you don't know can hurt you. That's why 6 million businesses worldwide are Sage. Software and connected services from Sage make business smarter and business life easier. A Sage business knows what's happening inside the numbers. What does it take to turn insight into income? A Sage business knows. Get in the know. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
At Ally Bank, we don't think it's enough to just offer great rates. That's why we've created a CD with a rate that can get, well, greater. The Ally Raise Your Rate 2-Year CD. You start off with a rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. Then you have the option of a one-time increase if our rates go up over the course of the term. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our Raise Your Rate 2-Year CD or to open an account, visit allybank.com, member FDIC.
Hey, you've heard me talk about in the past how great the services for your home are at Suddenlink. And, you know, it's true for a business as well. I've got Suddenlink in my business and had it for a few years. And here's the great deal about it. You get to keep the equipment that you've already purchased. You get to keep the phone number that you've been advertising and using for years. And yet you can control your costs because you know what it's going to be. Unlimited starting as low as $39.95, which includes unlimited local and long-distance calling, call waiting, caller ID, three-way calling, and a lot more. And it's obviously affordable. You can save big money compared to what you're paying right now. This is the deal. Get your phone bill in front of you. and give Regina a call at 903-939-7245. It's a special number for businesses, 903-939-7245, and find out what's out there and what's available for you. Understand also it's scalable. You can add phone lines. There's no specific number of phone lines. You're not restricted to that, not at all. Suddenlink Phone is a reliable, cost-effective voice solution for your communications. And while you're on the phone with them, talk to them about Suddenlink's business high-speed internet, which allows you to get faster downloads and also flexible service that can expand once again as that part of your business grows. So give them a call at 903-939-7245 939-7245 and make sure that you get the business solutions that you need from Suddenlink.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a look at sports on this Thursday, brought to you by Firehouse Subs in the Cole Center. It is time for you to meet Firehouse, located at Harvey Road and Texas. Well, the British Open started about 12:30 a.m. our time this morning over at Royal St. George's. That's a seaside course in England, the 140th British Open. We can tell you what's going on right now. Thomas Bjorn still holds the lead in the clubhouse. He went out early this morning, shot a 5-under par 65, seven birdies before he bogeyed the 18th hole. He has a one-shot lead over Spain's Miguel Jimenez. Jimenez finished with a 66, 4-under par. At 2-under par at 68 is England's Simon Dyson. Now, the top American that has finished is veteran former champion Mark Calcavecchia. He finished at a 1-under par 69 along with several others, including American Ryan Moore. Rory McIlroy, a lot of people have an eye on him after his great finish at the U.S. Open, having a few troubles today. He's playing number 18 right now, and he's 1-over par for the day. Phil Mickelson hadn't teed off yet. 7-on-7 flag football. It's always fun to watch. Some of the stars of the future of college football, even the pros, will be at Penberthy Complex today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Two 64-team brackets will compete over 3 days for the title. It was won last year by Brownwood in Division II and Lake Travis in Division I. Yeah, there are two divisions. Division II is 3A, 2A, and 1A schools, and they'll start today. Division I is 5A and 4A schools, and they'll start tomorrow. All four consolation and championship games will be played at Kyle Field. But all the football today will be played at the Penberthy Complex. Starting at noon, four area schools that qualified for the state tournament in Division II are Navasota. They'll be opening up with Princeton. Lexington will open up against Pettis. Rockdale opens up against Sanger. And last year's runner-up Cameron opens up against Bandera. Now, tomorrow, Division I starts, and A&M Consolidated, the only area school that qualified from 5A and 4A. Consol will open tomorrow at noon against Houston Chavez. They're in a pool with Cy Fair and Dallas Jesuit. Brazos Valley Bombers have lost three in a row now. They lost to the East Texas Pump Jacks yesterday, 4-3. The Jacks took an early 3-0 lead. The Bombers tied it in the sixth, but the Jacks scored the winning run on the wild pitch in the top of the ninth. The Jacks have won six in a row and lead the TCL second half standings at 6-1. East Texas will play the Bombers again tonight before the Bombers go to Acadiana for the weekend and then come back home to host the TCL All-Star game on Monday night. Major League Baseball gets started on its second half. Tonight, just seven games on the slate. Texas Rangers are one of those as they'll start a four-game series with Seattle in Seattle. They have a one-game lead over the L.A. Angels in the American League West. The Houston Astros, with the worst record in baseball, open the second half tomorrow, hosting Pittsburgh at Minute Maid. A&M basketball coach Gary Blair, along with players Adora Alanu, Sydney Carter, and Marianne Baker, got to rub shoulders and hobnob with the best in sports last night at the ESPY Awards at L.A.'s Nokia Theater. The Aggies national championship team was nominated for Best Team of the Year, but along with the Packers, the San Francisco Giants, the UConn men's basketball team, and the Stanley Cup champion Boston Bruins, they lost out to the NBA champion Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks' Dirk Nowitzki was named the Male Athlete of the Year, while skier Lindsey Vonn was named Best Female Athlete for a second straight year. Texas A&M football team, well represented at the Lombardi Award Committee, released their watch list for the award for 2011. Aggies Tony Gerard Eddy, Luke Jokel, and Garrick Williams all on that watch list. The Lombardi Award given to the nation's top performer among linebackers and offensive and defensive linemen. The Aggies will open their season just 7 weeks from Sunday when they host the SMU Mustangs at 6:30 at Kyle Field. And the United States is in the Women's World Cup final for the first time since it last won the title in 1999. Once again, Abby Wambach came up big for the Americans, scoring the go-ahead goal on a header in the 79th minute in a 3-1 win over France yesterday. Wambach broke a tie off of Lauren Cheney's corner kick. Cheney and Alex Morgan also scored for the U.S. They'll take on Japan in the finals. The Japanese advance with a 3-1 win over Sweden yesterday. The finals will be on Sunday. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville for Firehouse Subs. It's 7:57. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One, talking tile.
Well, this is a natural slate from Brazil. It's one of the nicest slates on the market. The coloration's beautiful. It's just very nice quality, beautiful colors that people can use in their home.
This is unique. This is not what you normally find when you go to a tile store.
That's right. We've had it made in special sizes that you just don't see normally.
This is not just floor slate. This is for bathrooms, kitchens. It can be used everywhere.
That's right. This is a nicer quality slate that's harder and stronger. It can be used really anywhere.
What you bring to this, I think, is your love for the unique. You go overseas and you actually tour these places. You carry manufacturers that nobody else does here.
We need to have the newest colors and styles that are out on the market. And the only way to do that is to stay in touch with the industry. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today.
Highway 6 and College Station.
Beautiful. Hey, good morning. About 2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. On this date in history, no, we're not an hour early, but just something different. The Who made their debut in the United States in 1967 on this date. They were the opening act for Herman's Hermits. Yeah. I know. All right, so they keep asking Americans which companies they're happy with. Which companies they're happy with. It's called the American Consumer Satisfaction Index. They rate companies based on the thousands of surveys they do. In the latest index, large banks made the bottom 20, but not the bottom 10. Which was dominated by airlines, power, and telecommunications companies. Interesting note is that they're not terribly competitive industries. In other words, in industries where competition is huge, the satisfaction rates are higher. But again, because of telecommunications companies and power companies, they get lower ratings. And because, again, obviously if you're in a competitive situation, you're going to bend over backwards to try to make that customer happy.
Sure.
Southwest Airlines led its category, as it has for the last 18 years, with a satisfaction rate of 81 out of 100. Hilton, Marriott, and Starwood brands led the hotel chain, scoring right around 80. While big restaurant chains like Olive Garden, Red Lobster, and Outback Steakhouse, and fast foodies in pizza categories, Pizza Hut and Little Caesars, all did 80 or better. For fast food, Wendy's, Taco Bell, KFC, Burger King, all beat McDonald's.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Still no resolution to the debt debate in Washington, and that has a credit agency putting America on notice. At the White House, Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
Yep, they're going to try again here with a meeting this afternoon, and now there's word that the president is even weighing weekend negotiations up at Camp David. They meet under the threat of downgrade, the credit rating agency Moody's warning anew that the nation's AAA credit rating is at risk. Testy would be a good word to describe yesterday's negotiations, Republicans claiming the president warned them not to call his bluff and then stormed out of the room. Now, Democrats dispute that what the president did was storm out, and they're accusing House GOP leader Eric Cantor of rudely interrupting the president several times. And so it goes. Ron?
Mike, Ireland wants the Vatican ambassador to answer questions about a possible cover-up of sexual abuses by priests. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin, live in London.
That's right, the government there summoning the papal nuncio to protest Vatican pressure on bishops to cover up paedophile cases, not report them to police. That one finding of a recent investigation that examined Vatican letters, including one 14 years ago, which urged Irish bishops to defy new rules requiring that abuse be reported to child protection officers. Ron?
Alistair, we know who's up for Primetime Emmy Awards this year. Fox News Radio Sabrina Sabah, live in Los Angeles.
It was most of the usual suspects in the comedy category.
The Big Bang Theory, Glee, Modern Family, The Office, Parks and Recreation, and 30 Rock.
But there were some newcomers in the drama category.
The man who passes the sentence should swing the sword.
HBO's Game of Thrones and Boardwalk Empire were nominated, along with Dexter, Friday Night Lights, The Good Wife, and Mad Men. The Primetime Emmys will air September 18th on Fox, hosted by Jane Lynch. Ron?
Sabrina, first-time applications for unemployment checks dropped last week to 405,000. That's better than expected. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Mortgage rates are the lowest they've been in 8 months. I'm Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news for you. Just listen to how low these rates are. The 30-year fixed rate is 4.5%, APR 4.83%. The 15-year fixed is 3.75%, APR 4.06%. And the 7-year adjustable rate mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.43%. Now is the time to call Quicken Loans and take advantage of these incredibly low rates, because I'm telling you, they will not stay this low much longer. The fact is, if you're current mortgage interest rate is 5% or higher, you need to call Quicken Loans right now. Don't miss out on the lowest mortgage rates of the year. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Do not look back years from now and say, man, I wish I would have locked my rate back in July of 2011. Quicken Loans will give you the best possible mortgage with the best possible rate in the shortest amount of time. And that, my friends, is why Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate is subject to change. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 33rd.
It's Saturday morning. You've got a toothache. You need to get in touch with your dentist, and you need to do it fast. You want to talk to a dentist. You call the office. There's nobody to answer because it's the weekend. What good does it do when you want to talk to somebody and all you get is an answering machine? You need to talk to a person to find out the next available time that you can see the dentist. If you're in the medical field, think about this. Answering machines drive customers away. People want access. They want immediate answers and attention. For less than $3 a day, Brian 800 Answering Service works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Brian 800 Answering Service will always be here locally in town with live people answering calls when you're away and when you're in need. There are no long-term contracts required, so get in touch with Brian 800. Their answering service. That's Brian 800 Answering Service. They are locally owned and operated. Call them at 775-4800 or click Brian800.com.
Ants that bring pies to my kitchen are always welcome. Ants that crawl on kitchen counters, not so much. I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Our ant control treatment plans are simple and environmentally friendly. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. Keep the bad ants at bay so the good ants will keep those pies coming. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components. And we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Tom Line Plumbing and Irrigation specializes in commercial and residential new construction, remodeling, and repairs. Tom has experience working with the best home builders in the Brazos Valley. With over 40 years combined plumbing experience, Tom Line Plumbing has the most knowledgeable licensed plumbers in the area. Tom Line Plumbing, putting the customer's needs and safety first. For your next plumbing project or service need, call 324-1200 or visit linehomeproducts.com. Voted best of the Brazos Valley 2010.
There has never been a better time to shop Amish Furniture for Generations than right now. Because right now, Amish Furniture for Generations is having a huge summer living room floor model sale. And that means incredible savings to you on exquisite handcrafted solid wood living room furniture, including couches, chairs, love seats, recliners, coffee tables, end tables, sofa tables, and gliders, all handcrafted from names like Lambright and Miller's Cabinet, Stateline and Framco, Orchard Lane and A.J. Miller. Find savings up to 25% off. That means you'll not only be getting the best quality American-made living rooms at a competitive price, you'll also get the personalized quality service that has separated Amish furniture from all the rest for the last 8 years. So hurry to Amish Furniture for Generations right now for their spectacular living room floor model sale. Find their showroom on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture that lasts for generations to come.
WTAW News Time, 807, 79 degrees right now at the studios. High today, 101. The heat index, 107. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. It's brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. College Station City Manager David Neely compared it to giving death notifications when 11 people were laid off Wednesday morning as part of a citywide reorganization where 27 full and part-time positions were eliminated.
I've counseled every one of the employees that I've spoken to today is that their job, not just the supervisor's job, but every employee in this city's job, is to find a better, more efficient, more cost-effective way of doing the job that they do. It's not just my job, but their job, too.
Neely says that's what he had to do to reduce next year's budget by $1.5 million. For the 11 who lost their jobs, they were placed on administrative leave with pay and benefits through the end of the fiscal year on September 30th. Neely says five or six out of that group could be rehired in different positions. 11 city departments were downsized, and more will be impacted. One city office going away completely is the Economic and Community Development Department. Duties there and two remaining employees will be absorbed elsewhere within the city. But among four people being let go is Director David Gwynn. Parks and Recreation took a similar hit as four were laid off and one moved into a lower paying position. The complete list can be accessed on our website, WTAW.com. Bryan City Council received its first glimpse into next year's budget at this week's meeting. Interim City Manager Keen Register talked about reduced spending to reflect the expectation of receiving less revenue.
Staff was able to cut over $2 million in expenses from the general fund and a total of $2.6 million from all funds. This does not include BTU, which I understand cut an additional $1 million from their budget. By combining and eliminating positions, reorganizing departments, and outsourcing where we can. No cuts were made to police and fire, and we were also able to put back in the budget salary increases for most employees.
During the current fiscal year, reorganization of the Public Works Department affected 16 full-time and four part-time positions. Director Jason Barfneck says five people were laid off. While salary savings for this year have not been calculated, Barfneck says for next year it will amount to $1.2 million. Both sides are blaming the other in Washington as congressional Republicans refuse to raise the debt ceiling at President Obama's request. Now the president says Social Security payments are in jeopardy, but Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says that's not the case.
There is enough money coming in every month to the federal government to pay our military, to pay our debt, and to pay Social Security. Now, there's not much else left over. For instance, Congress wouldn't get paid under that, which would probably be good. But there's plenty of money. But the president has decided that he's going to use Social Security as the stick to try to beat the Congress over the head.
Still, Flores says the three big mandatory payments of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security are all insolvent. The combined debt of all three programs is an estimated $85 trillion, or about six times the national debt. As the debate over the debt ceiling and government deficits continues in Washington, the CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas says part of the problem is the politicians themselves.
Richard Fisher says the Federal Reserve has done everything they can to jumpstart the economy, and now it's time for Congress to fix the mess they've created.
They've been running amok now, Republicans and Democrats, with few exceptions, for decades, and the gig is up.
He says these negotiations are very important because most business growth across the country has come to a halt.
No business person in their right mind is going to make a decision right now of committing long-term capital unless they know what they're going to be taxed and how the whole structure is going to be going forward.
He says simply printing more money would create more problems in the future. Austin York, TSN News.
And a North Texas man on trial in Brazos County has entered a guilty plea to intoxication manslaughter. 24-year-old Casey Van Hoos of Sunset was convicted in the April 2009 crash that killed an Idaho man thrown out of Van Hoos's pickup. The wreck happened on Welburn Road in Milliken. Jurors spent Wednesday hearing testimony in the punishment phase. They'll return this morning to consider a sentence that ranges from probation to 20 years in prison. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 79 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. At Pioneer Steel, we understand this, and when you walk in our door, you're not just another customer. You're a new relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve you with the highest quality products and personalized service. For all your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel.
Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hey, it's 812, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure, it's going to be the story over the next couple of days. Warm temperatures will be as well. We have the high right now over the Gulf of Mexico. If we're lucky, by Saturday, we could deal with an afternoon thunderstorm. Sunshine and close to 100 today. Any cloudiness will give way to that sun. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Some sunshine tomorrow. Temperatures are going to be up around 100. Clouds tomorrow night, 75 to 80. It's going to be partly sunny Saturday with the chance of a storm, a high around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The list of reasons to not live in California is ginormous.
We don't have time.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
But we're getting to add.
But you better say it before they drop off into the ocean.
I say, I have a feeling you're about to give us some more.
Got to give you one more. It's called Carmageddon. Have you heard about this?
No.
Los Angeles traffic, probably the worst in America on a good day.
Yeah.
But this weekend, they're calling it Carmageddon. It's the 405, the Interstate 405 in California. They will close a 10-mile stretch of this freeway.
And I bet it's not busy at all.
No, no. Right. Well, it connects West L.A. To the San Fernando Valley, and it goes through what's called Sepulveda Pass.
Oh.
The 405 will be shut down in both directions Friday night, ending at 5 a.m. the following Monday. Now, what they're doing is they're tearing down a bridge, the Mulholland Bridge. And so in the news release, they're talking about, you know, northbound 10 miles, it'll be closed. Southbound 4 miles, it'll be closed. Mulholland Bridge obviously will be closed since it's being destroyed. They're Californians you're dealing with. But here's what's going to happen. I mean, in the midst of all this, this is also, you hate to put these two together, but it's also the weekend of the opening of the Harry Potter movie.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, just being able to move people around is going to be almost impossible. It's going to hit Century City, if you know where that is. That's where the where Die Hard was filmed.
Yeah.
That big building in that area right there. And as a result, delivery companies are changing the way that they do things because the road is just going to be closed, and it's going to be a tremendous problem. JetBlue.
Oh, they're going to fly people around.
Knew
right?
a good thing when they saw it.
Uh-huh.
A way for L.A. residents to get across town during the Carmageddon.
Oh, they're serious.
Yes.
What are they going to?
JetBlue added.
LAX to Burbank?
They added two special round-trip tickets between Long Beach and Burbank on Saturday, $4 each way.
Oh, wow. My.
For the 40-mile flight, which will take about 45 minutes. I don't understand that.
Wait a second. 40-mile flight's going to take 45 minutes?
Problem is that you're
No wonder they're losing money.
It's about 57 miles an hour.
Well, but you're taxiing.
They just follow the freeway.
Go ahead, Chase. We need a sound effect there.
No. It's Ron White saying we were traveling half the speed of smell. Anyway, they're calling it the problem is that most of the time is spent taxiing on the ground.
Oh, I see.
They're calling it the Carmageddon.
I didn't know that would count it as flight time.
Yeah, Carmageddon flyover. So starting tomorrow night, that stretch is closed, and they're expecting complete gridlock, just by the way. They were going to call it Carpocalypse, But Carmageddon actually sounded better.
Right.
Yeah. Tickets sold out in 3 hours.
Huh? Not surprising.
Yeah, 600 passengers picked it up. So, once again, if you needed another reason to not be living in California, you got it.
Yeah, they can look down at all the people in the traffic.
They can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can do that. 816, there's some of us who live in Bryan, and Alan Brugman's here today. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
See, I just moved right into that. All right, so what's going on in the One Name City?
Okay, so we've got a swim team that our Parks and Recreation sponsors over there at Bryan Aquatic Center that competes during the summer, and they recently finished an undefeated season.
Oh, okay.
This is the Bryan Barracudas.
Right.
Yeah, College Station as a team, they're the Tsunamis.
Okay.
So they've got all these water-based names.
Yeah.
Bryan won the Far North Division of the Northwest Aquatic League. And the Northwest Aquatic League is made up of kind of summer swim programs all in the Houston area, Harris County area.
Okay.
And so we're in the Far North Division along with College Station, Huntsville, Brenham, Navasota, and Giddings. And the Barracudas swept to that title. And then they went on to a Ponderosa Invitational, which is actually held down in the Houston area. And they finished first in Group 3. So they completed an undefeated season. They've got several individuals who won several individual races as well. And we actually, I dug through. I feel like I'm a pretty good expert on the Barracudas after digging through some research.
You now know.
You
are the Barracuda expert. Okay?
I am. Yeah. And I found a bunch of results that were on the Northwest Aquatic League website, and we've got them linked to our website. So if your kiddo was involved in that and you haven't seen those results, or if you're just curious, head on over to bryantx.gov and check out the Barracudas. They also have their own website, bryanbarracudas.com, which we host for them. Also wanted to mention, we've been talking about this Hall of Honor. I mentioned the names last week. We've got more information on the actual celebration event, which is August 20th at 6 p.m. at Briarcrest Country Club. Tickets can be purchased for $60. There's other options if you're a business, if you're an individual that wants to purchase a whole table. You can buy 8 to 10 seats for a certain price. You can contact Sandra Davis with the Bryan ISD Education Foundation, 209-1057, or you can just go by the ISD Administration Building right there at Texas in William J. To pick up your tickets. Of course, if you haven't heard of the Hall of Honor, it's a partnership between the City of Bryan, Bryan ISD, and the ISD Education Foundation to honor past graduates of Bryan schools who have gone on to do great things. And so we've got our inaugural class, Mark Johnson, retired baseball coach from A&M and also Sam Houston recently, will be our guest speaker, so excited to have them. And wanted to mention, you can still sign up for the Citizens Police Academy. They do this twice a year. It's an inside look at the PD. You have a 10-week class that meets once a night, one night a week.
Okay.
The English class starts August 4th, when that meets Thursdays, and there is a Spanish language class as well that starts every Mondays on August 1st. So they both start the same week. You can download an application form at bryantxpolice.com. And throughout the whole class, you get to learn about all the different departments of the PD. You've got criminal investigations. You'll do simulated traffic stops. You'll get to do ride-alongs. You'll have a building search. You'll get to get chased by the canines. Probably not joking about that.
No.
You will get to interact with them. So okay. You can check out more information there on our website, bryantx.gov, or the direct link is bryantxpolice.com.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alan Brugman here from the City of Bryan. Visit the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays on WTAW. It's time now for the Dow Jones Report. It's brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flinnikin with Spring Insurance. While the market ups and downs may keep you awake at night, you should never lose any sleep wondering about your insurance coverage. At Spring Insurance, we specialize in commercial insurance, making sure that you have the right coverage at the right price. From general liability and commercial property to workers' comp and health insurance. Visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com. That's springinsurancebcs.com or call 777-4459. Remember, it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
It's all good. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Inflation and jobless claims are both trending lower. Data just released by the government show 22,000 fewer people signed up to start collecting unemployment checks last week. Analysts only expected a drop of 3,000, so the figure's encouraging. The decline could have been even larger, but Minnesota's state government shutdown had thousands of workers signing up for benefits. Separately, falling energy costs pushed producer prices down for the first time in more than a year. That means manufacturers and wholesalers paid less for goods and materials. But underlying inflation pressures, which don't include food and energy costs, were up a bit. Meantime, retail sales edged up in June as Americans bought more vehicles. Gasoline sales were way down, though, the biggest monthly drop in more than a year. Futures market seems relieved. S&P futures up 5 points. NASDAQ futures ahead by 13. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
The state of our transportation system affects our commerce, our economy, and our future.
Ronald Reagan understood it. Bill Clinton, too. Transportation makes America work.
By modernizing and building roads, bridges, transit systems, and railways.
A network of highways and mass transit that has enabled our commerce to thrive.
Connecting millions of Americans to the economic mainstream.
Our country to grow.
Ushering in 2 decades of unparalleled growth.
The founding fathers knew. Strong transportation networks make America safer and more competitive. They even put it in the Constitution. And President Reagan knew that's one investment worth protecting.
Common sense tells us that it will cost a lot less to keep the system we have in good repair than to let it disintegrate and have to start over from scratch.
It's time for Congress to pass a robust 6-year highway and public transit bill. Because when Congress does its job, Americans can get to theirs.
Clearly, this program is an investment in tomorrow that we must make today.
Paid for by ARTBA and APTA.
When your company is 65 years old, you've got lots of stories to tell about the service and the products that you have, and Acme Glass is that company. They have been around for that long, and they could tell you stories about what it took to be a successful company back in the beginning and what it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago, because they have been here that long, and they've been successful that long. And obviously, the demands of customers change as well. The product of glass itself, it's made some advances. Obviously, the base product is still glass, and it's important. But it does impact our lives in a whole lot of different ways. It used to be just for function. Now it's for function and beauty. And Acme Glass can show you how they've done that with businesses and homes, both remodels and new, all over the Brazos Valley. They'll be glad to show you work if you've got some coming. You know, you think about a shower enclosure, for instance, and, you know, maybe it's just that sliding door, or maybe it's the swing-type door, but would you like to see what the latest innovations are as far as shower enclosures are concerned? Well, you can see those at Acme Glass because they've done that work. They have catalogs that can show you that work that can be done in your home. Again, whether it's a new build or a remodel, get in touch with the folks at Acme Glass. With 65 years of experience, they can help you out. Remember, they're open a half day on Saturday. That's convenient for a whole lot of people who've got things to do during the week, and they don't have time to maybe get a piece of glass cut to size or have it beveled. They can do that for you. Two locations in downtown Bryan. And across from the main entrance at A&M, it's Acme Glass.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. All my life, I've looked forward to the later years. You know, when I could slow down a little bit and enjoy the fruits of my years of labor. No one ever told me that along with all that experience comes a few things I didn't count on, like those all-too-frequent senior moments. Don't you just hate those little brain lapses? Well, doctors tell us that a high-quality omega-3 is one of the very best things you can do to nourish your brain and keep it productive. An active omega from the Activate Company is certified to be one of the highest-quality omega-3s you can buy. It supports and maintains memory, concentration, and focus. I take it. I can stay focused on projects better and longer at work and at home, and not nearly as many of those little senior moments. Fully guaranteed or your money back, no questions asked. Nourish your brain today with Active Omega. Go to activateproducts.com or toll-free 800-465-4411. That's activateproducts.com or 800-465-4411. Every 4 years, the debate rages. Should we have the Electoral College or do away with what most Americans believe is an institution that has outlived its usefulness? Let's start with a fact. You know that Rutherford B. Hayes was made President of the United States in 1867. But did you know that he was not elected? That's right, at least not by popular vote or the vote of the Electoral College. A long-forgotten fellow by the name of Samuel J. Tilden actually received 4.3 million popular votes to Hayes' 4 million, and 193 electoral votes to Hayes' 173. So Tilden was about to become president. But there was a fly in the ointment here. After the war between the states, there was a lot of rather, well, innocuous dealings going on in the South, much to the disapproval of the residents there. The South was literally being overrun by what we've come to know as carpetbaggers, a bunch of northerners who were going into the South and taking advantage of their defeat, seizing property and putting themselves in charge. You might also have read that for the first time, black folks were getting a real leg up. The first blacks elected to Congress, the first mayors, the first black landowners and business owners all happened in that short span of time. And to make sure it all stuck, well, the North sent thousands of federal troops into the South to enforce the carpetbagger's reign. So, what happened? How did all that progress get reversed? How did the black folks wind up in the back of the bus again with all that reforming going on? Well, that's how the presidential elections got changed, too. You see, when Sam Tilden won the election, the South saw its chance and took it. A Southern politician named J. Madison Wells managed to hold up the Louisiana delegates to the Electoral College and negotiated to have the federal troops removed from the South. Candidate Hayes did agree to remove the troops if he was elected president. Louisiana's delegates changed their votes. And, well, with the federal troops out of the South, many of the new reforms stopped pretty much in their tracks. It's a little-known fact that history may show that Rutherford B. Hayes was a pretty good president, but it cannot show that he won the election, at least not without a little skullduggery along the way.
The best place in town to live may be the one place you haven't explored, Traditions Club. No other subdivision comes close to the natural setting that is Traditions. Texas hill country terrain, winding creeks, huge old-growth trees, and beautifully shaped lots await your new home. Or choose from many garden homes, a new clubhouse, Jack Nicklaus-designed golf course, friendly, Aggie-loving neighbors, and all that's missing is you. TraditionsClub.com.
You know, military service, and particularly wartime, brings about a myriad of challenges for our troops. And one increasing problem is keeping marriages and families strong. Too many times, husbands and wives become a victim of the stress of separation and serving in combat. Texas A&M psychology professor Douglas Snyder points out that it's especially prevalent in Texas, where there are 16 military bases, including the world's largest at Fort Hood. Thanks to Texas A&M's News and Information Services for telling us about Prof. Snyder's program designed to reinforce the integrity of marriages and families. The service tells us that Snyder is striving to improve the quality of relationships for married couples in the armed forces with his work in evidence-based prevention and intervention programs. Snyder points out that military couples are being tested by the most frequent and protracted deployments in the history of the volunteer army, and a high percentage of those soldiers, especially in the enlisted ranks, marry at a very young age, and couples are frequently unprepared for the strains of prolonged separation. Additionally, soldiers returning from combat deployment often struggle with symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, which can certainly damage relationships. Now, Professor Snyder's desire to aid struggling couples is not only an act of service to the troops in Texas, but it's a matter that's close to his heart. He's the father of two Texas A&M graduates who are presently serving in the armed forces. Both sons have participated in Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. Snyder's research has evolved to target couples in high-stress situations. In the last 10 years, as a matter of fact, his interest turned to couples' recovery from various relationship traumas, and infidelity evolved as the specific focus for this research. 5 years ago, Snyder was delivering a talk to the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Temple, Texas, when he received his first opportunity to partner with the military in improving the quality of armed forces marriages. It's a very important thing and a very important work and a very important program and study that he is doing. Just another way to brag about what's going on over at Texas A&M. And thank you for your help and your work for Professor Douglas Snyder. And again, thanks to the Texas A&M News and Information Services and particularly to Lane Stevenson for passing on this information. I'm Tom Turbeville, and that's another Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 81 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine, hot today with a high of about 101. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Layoffs have been announced at the city of College Station. Wednesday was the last day on the job for 11 employees, including one department head. 13 vacant positions are being eliminated, and three others will disappear through retirements, or those currently in those positions will take on new roles. City Manager David Neely says the job cuts will take care of a $1.5 million budget shortfall for next year, and Neely says it won't get any better in 2013.
I've been very honest and open with the employees that I think next year is going to be similarly as difficult. I think we're going to have 2 years of million or million and a half deficits before we're back to positive cash flow.
College Station's Economic and Community Development Office is going away. Director David Gwynn is among the four losing their jobs. Two others will be transferred to other departments. Parks and Recreation is also losing four, and a fifth is moving into a lower-paying position. You can find the complete list online at WTAW.com. Those let go Wednesday were placed on administrative leave with pay and benefits through September 30th. Next year's proposed budget for the city of Bryan includes $2 million in cuts, but does find money for pay raises and more for some outside agencies. Interim City Manager Keene Register is among those, recommended a 2% raise for police and fire employees and merit raises of 3% for other city employees. Most of the conversation at this week's council meeting dealt with an increase of $170,000 to outside economic development agencies and an additional $123,000 to pay Bryan's share of 911 expenses. Councilman Paul Madison wanted assurances that the increased spending was necessary.
If by, for whatever reason, that this city has to increase the amount of funding to outside agencies, then that I understand. But the outside agencies that we're going to increase funding and we're not required to do that, then I don't know why we would do that when we're in such a dire strait for taking care of our own employees in the city itself.
Register told Madison there was no way the city could start its own 911 dispatch service. They also told council members there will be no job losses in the police and fire departments, but that follows the elimination of 16 full-time and 4 part-time jobs this year. President Obama continues his push for increased debt and higher taxes while congressional Republicans refuse. They say the country is already on an unsustainable path of debt because of so-called entitlement programs. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the numbers are huge.
Well, if you look at all of our mandatory spending programs, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, they are all technically insolvent. If we had to report the financial condition of each of those three programs as a public company does their pension plan, each of them would show that we're really in debt. And when you add the total debt of those three programs up, it's about $85 trillion, which is roughly 6 times what our national debt is.
The president says Congress's refusal to raise the debt ceiling could now come at the expense of Social Security payments. Flores says that's not true because the government brings in enough money each month to pay the military, Social Security, and service the nation's debt. Meanwhile, another lawmaker from Texas is highly critical of the president's view in negotiations to raise the debt ceiling.
U.S. Senator John Cornyn says threatening no Social Security payments is not the way the president should be handling the negotiations on the debt ceiling, and says he's trying to scare people into supporting new taxes. Cornyn says the federal government can take a page from Texas' book.
One lesson we've learned in Texas is that policy does make a difference. Lower taxes, reasonable regulation. I mean, we are a state that believes in encouraging job creators to create jobs in the private sector.
Cornyn says the problem is high spending, not low taxes. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And the Brazos County trial of a North Texas man changed gears when the accused entered a guilty plea. 24-year-old Casey Van Hoos of Sunset was convicted of intoxication manslaughter. The charge stemmed from a drunk driving crash in April 2009 on Welburn Road in Milliken. An Idaho man was killed when he was thrown out of Van Hoos's pickup. The jury went into the punishment phase Wednesday, hearing testimony and lawyers' arguments. They returned today to consider sentencing. That could range from probation to 20 years. WTAW News Time is 8:35, 82 degrees right now. More local news coming up today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas?
and has a long history of excellent service. Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. In Joshua 24, we find one of the great speeches in the Bible. In this powerful speech, Joshua reminded the Israelites of all the good God had done for them. He then charges them to fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and truth. And in verse 15, Joshua said, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The world has always been deficient of men with the courage of Joshua to stand before an entire nation and declare the testimony of God, saying that he will follow the Lord regardless of what all others decide to do. The challenge for us, friends, is to have the same bravery and dedication as Joshua. There's a gospel song that echoes this challenge. It says, "Dare to stand like Joshua, dare to say the word. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord." Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure, it's going to be the story over the next couple of days. Warm temperatures will be as well. We have the high right now over the Gulf of Mexico. If we're lucky, by Saturday we could deal with an afternoon thunderstorm. Sunshine and close to 100 today. Any cloudiness will give way to that sun. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Some sunshine tomorrow. Temperatures are going to be up around 100. Clouds tomorrow night, 75 to 80. It's going to be partly sunny Saturday with the chance of a storm, a high around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 838 out there. Going to be hot today.
Oh, really, Scott?
Yeah, it's going to be hot. Yeah.
Hey, I was thinking it was going to cool off to 80. I was really looking forward to that.
Just to put it in perspective, I think it was 5 months ago, right about now, that we had ice on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, really? Snow and ice on the ground.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was in April. What?
Yeah.
Five minus July is February.
You're right, February.
Or July minus five.
I guess it would have been April.
It's hot. February. Need to go someplace with air conditioning. Boy, just think about the Harry Potter thing opens tomorrow.
That's right.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm...
Are you there?
Oh.
You already got your tickets.
I'm so jazzed.
You do, don't you?
Daily Variety magazine said... I would just love to go, what happened before this? how come that's going on?
I don't understand. Who is that? Who's that? What's his name?
Yeah. What'd he do?
Is that redheaded kid Harry Potter? Yeah.
Tell me all about him.
Is that Lord Voldemort? What, Voldemort?
Lord Vanderbilt? Is that who that is?
God, I could have so much fun.
How come they're all talking with British accents?
Yeah.
Can he make a flame come out of that little stick he's got there?
Yeah. Is there a book about this?
Yeah. I wish I'd have read a book about this.
Yeah, you'd think they'd write a book about it as long as this movie is. I feel like I just walked in on the story.
Can somebody catch me up?
Yeah.
Stand up right before the coming attraction. Hey, listen, I have to first movie.
I've never heard of Harry Potter. I just knew everybody was going to be here today.
No, I can say because I have. But, you know, but what's the story? I don't understand. Anyway. Yeah.
I brought a friend to let me know what's going on. Hope you don't mind if we talk. If that bothers you, we'll text back and forth.
Right.
Yeah. I've already told you. I tried to go see a movie this week. So.
So did you get? So did you reschedule?
Haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
Haven't yet.
Wow. So. I hope it's a good movie. If you go to this much trouble, you know. I hope
No kidding.
Hope you enjoy it.
No kidding.
All right. Daily Variety magazine says advanced sales of the movie has already reached $32 million. with a lot of midnight and opening day showtimes already sold out.
Oh, is it like
US
midnight
America.
Tonight?
Yeah, oh, sure.
There are our local Bijou's, I suppose. Yeah.
There are probably people who are already standing in line.
See, if I was going to open a movie theater, I would name it The Oasis. That way, every time you had a midnight show, it'd be midnight at the Oasis.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, you know, if you boys believe yourself, some days you may get to be old folks, too.
Yeah, that's right. We're doing what we can. If anybody is going by or they happen to have seen, if there are people actually in front of the movie theaters now, we'd like to know. We don't give a damn, but, I mean, if you want to tell us, that'd be fine.
Wow.
Well, I mean, do you care? Do you really care?
Well, not necessarily, but I don't know that I'd put it like that.
Oh, excuse me for overstating, Arnold.
Oh, my God.
I take it back.
Yeah. I'm looking.
Well, Scott Gable in there doing the morning show.
Yeah, really.
I'm just looking here at the...
good. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, let me... Do not disturb. Okay. I'm just looking at one of the Cinemark. That's the one in College Station.
Okay.
They've got showings at 12:10. 12:20, 12:21, 12:30, 12:31, 12:40, 12:41, 12:50, and 12:51.
Well, you may as well
and 1 a.m.
Good grief! They must be dedicating about four theaters to this.
Well, yeah, I mean all their theaters, I guess. So there's nine starts between midnight and 1 a.m.
Now,
and that's just at that one. I have a bunch at the other one.
And again, I'm guessing how these things rated, like R. You have any idea? PG-13?
I think probably PG-13. Okay. I don't think they could have gotten away with an R rating PG-13. For Harry
All
Potter.
Right. So, I mean, do you pop
it's
up
a PG-13,
lot?
Yes.
Do you pop up a lot of popcorn? I mean, is this a popcorn munching group? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. You know, at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. I think you probably go ahead and pop some up.
Well, man. Okay.
Now, that was not fair. You don't know that.
No, I don't. You're right. It's not like it's
really?
Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, I mean,
now will they come out and sell concessions to the people waiting? I wonder. You know, could you do that? That might be the health department problem. I'm just not sure. Y'all want to go? Tom, you want to go and report back to us?
No.
Okay.
You said earlier that we didn't give a damn. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
The longer you talk about it.
All right. Here we go. Amazon plans to get into the tablet computer business. The online retailer hopes to introduce its rival to Apple's iPad and other tablets before October. Amazon's tablet expected to have a 9-inch screen and will run on Google Android's operating system. Company will also release two updated versions of Kindle. Tom, are you paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
Before October.
I like my Kindle.
One of which will be a touchscreen version.
Ooh. Well,
so that means you may need to get rid of it.
The buttons are right there. I mean, well, you know, but touch the screen, you get fingerprints on the screen, then you can't read your book.
Don't you want to have the latest? No?
As long as it gives me my book and the words are spelled right.
Sounds good.
Some of the words aren't spelled right, though.
What does that mean? What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And
well,
you paint.
No. It's not the fault of the book or the publisher.
Then whose fault is it?
It's the way that they transform it from, I guess, written form or whatever form to actual computer Kindle. I think it's some sort of a scanner. I'm sorry, I'm no technology expert on this, but it's
sounding less and less like
I know it scans the books, and sometimes the scanners don't read a word correctly, and it'll come across sometimes hyphenated incorrectly. Or
so it's got like autocorrect.
Or something like that.
What are they doing? Are they doing this on an iPhone?
Occasionally you'll get I shouldn't say a misspelled word, but a mishyphenated word or a word that's separated sometimes.
Well, that's not misspelled then.
Yeah, yes. Sometimes it's separated. The word is separated.
Scott, you still in there?
Yeah.
I was going to a discussion board.
Yeah.
To see what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
And this person said, I just got my two, and the first book must have at least 25 errors so far.
Well, that would be annoying.
Yeah.
And if that was your first book, I mean, if that was my first book that I had downloaded to my device and after what I had paid for said device and perhaps for the book,
well,
I'd feel a little ripped off.
I've read about probably 15 to 17 books on my Kindle. And it's nothing like that. I've never read a book with 25 errors. It might be one error every 100 pages or 50 pages or something like that. But it's nothing that you can't just read through.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, my professors in college would have counted off.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
What you ought to do is say you'd like to, what's it cost to download a book?
Well, anywhere from $10 to $12.
I'd say you ought to take 25 cents off for every error.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
you get a free
right.
book.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, you'd probably be able to bill them before too much longer.
Just saying, yeah. Hey, here's a little whoopsie for you. Not everybody loves Google. A couple in New Jersey. More than ticked off at folks who run Google Maps because the online site keeps sending people up their driveway, insisting that it is the entrance to a state park.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Their house does back up to the Round Valley State Park, but the driveway is definitely not the entrance to the park. And they really ain't loving the trailers and campers and cars and bicycle tours that are showing up apparently at all hours. In fact, even though the couple has put up a sign that says, no trespassing, no entry, and private drive,
people just ignore the signs. That's, because Google Maps says it's here.
You just sounded like boo-boo.
Well, sorry,
somebody.
But I mean, you know.
Yeah, really. Actually, sounded like yogis.
Yeah,
it sounded
yeah
like.
Okay. But anyhow, that's,
so, hey, boo-boo. I mean, really, Google
okay
Maps.
Now, which sounds a lot like Sylvester Stallone, if you'll think about it.
Or an intelligent Sylvester Stallone.
Ah, there you are. But, I mean, they put up no trespassing, they put up no entry, they put up private drive, and people go, and they just drive up there? I mean, come on!
Well, hey, in this Google Maps, GPS married, you know,
yeah,
world we live in.
Right. Yeah,
I mean,
go ahead. Yeah.
Well, what happened to people learning how to read a map?
Hey. Now, wait a minute.
Hey.
You expect me to go buy one of those things that you have to unfold and look at?
I sure do.
And the thing is, the Google map itself might work okay. It sounds like they've written down the instructions, and the instructions are wrong.
Oh, here, this we turn right here.
Anyway, got that going on for you. All right. You want some Desperate Housewives? I've got a Desperate Housewives story for you today.
Sure.
If you care anything about
them. Love it.
Yeah, I bet you do. Let's see. Hey, here's the top three television shows from last week. America's Got Talent,
mm-hmm,
Primetime, and America's Got Talent. Just letting you know. Great numbers, by the way.
I like America's Got Talent. I really do.
TNT's The Closer pulled 7.2 million viewers. And Angie Harmon, who talks more like this every day? Roselli and Isles is the name of that show.
Rosetti. You almost got it.
Roselli. It's Roselli. Rosoli.
Rosoli and Isles. That's what it is.
Rosoli.
We both almost got it.
Yeah.
So.
It's Rosoli.
I only
and
failed
Isles
because you failed first.
Thank you. They came in at 6.4 million, which is not bad.
I think that's what Custer's second in command told him.
Yeah. Sunday's eighth season premiere of HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm got 1.7 million viewers.
You either really like the show or you really don't.
Yeah, that's right. And I didn't in the beginning.
I know, and I told you about it a long time ago.
Yeah,
I said,
you're
going to like the show. You're not going to like it at first, but it will reward you for staying with it.
Yeah.
And
I didn't happen to like that particular episode.
Right.
But those two guys, they're falling off. They're hurting themselves on the money.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Major money. And they get to use their real names, which is, you know, kind of neat.
Sure.
Too, so. All right, it's about 12 till.
This time of year, when the days are long and the nights are warm, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's being able to pull up a comfortable rocking chair on the front porch, catch a breeze, and relax over a game of checkers. Of course, at Cracker Barrel, there's plenty to enjoy inside, too. That's where you'll find generous portions of your favorite good country cooking, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker and a checkerboard ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete
nutrition. News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 9 minutes till. Google. You know, if you have those GPSs that talk to you, they're kind of fun. Just talking to a caller off the air about how they mispronounce the names of those, some of those things.
Yeah.
And again, I finally got my GPS angry, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it give up on you?
No. But, you know, kind of, yeah. Because it does, you know, recalculating. And then finally goes, there is a better route.
Yeah. Dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
I was pumping my fist by then. I felt like I had won. Yes. You know, I felt like I had beaten the machine. Yes.
Hey guys, if you're talking about GPS, it's FedEx don't let the freight division use those because one time one of our drivers was driving and he turned the corner and there was a nine, just a little under a 10-foot bridge, and our trailer's going to 13.
Oops.
Uh-oh.
That didn't work. Thanks, man. I appreciate it, yeah. And again, those are the guys who are out there having to do it for a living. For the rest of us. And, you know, first time I used it was in a city I'd never been in, needed to make a lot of stops, and it worked out wonderfully. And I even let Louie use it. And
no.
He brought it back.
And didn't break it.
And said he didn't get lost once.
And I was going to say, you know, sadly, you let Louie use it, and he came back.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
To think about
I blame
that.
You.
Okay.
Yeah. Couldn't you have adjusted that thing? Like, you know, send him to Albuquerque or something? Yeah.
All right, we were talking earlier this morning about San Diego looking to maybe increase their budgetary intake by licensing cats. City of Gilbert, Arizona wants to convert dog poop into energy.
Oh, really?
Yes. Officials are considering using a dog waste digester designed by students at ASU. Apparently, there's enough poo in one park to power a street lamp.
I remember Pooh's Park.
Yeah.
That was fun over there. Yeah.
New York Post says a cardiologist was giving a lecture on heart disease in Lewiston, Maine, when a guy in the audience had a heart attack. The doc and his handy team of nurses quickly got the man's heart restarted, sent him off to the hospital. Then he continued his presentation. Man, nothing like right there in the middle of the lecture, showing what you know. Hello.
Hello, it's Russell.
Hey, Russell, what's going on, man? We hadn't talked to you in like forever.
I know it. I got to give you an update. There is no line at Cinemark.
Russell, you're the man. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Golly.
That is
he identified himself first, stated his purpose, and got off the line. That's a man that knows how to make a phone call right there.
Thank you, Russell. Hey, what's up?
Then he went and got in line.
I was thinking we could make a whole lot of money between six dachshunds and pugs.
Yeah.
We could make a fortune. It's our retirement plan.
With the poo? Yeah, thanks.
Y'all got your own little factory there.
We do. Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. Sometimes the yard's not big enough. That's for sure.
No, just let them go in the neighbor.
Don't go out. Yeah.
Go over there. That's right there.
Just go over there and do your sinful business.
Yeah, I like most of my neighbors. So quickly.
That's right.
Okay.
And most of them like you.
Yeah, really. Some of them.
Now,
I'd say probably some. I don't know if I'd be that generous.
Yeah, maybe 60%.
Now, here's a story. I mean, as if this is news, I'm not sure, but in Kitsap County, Washington, they had to declare a mistrial in a drug case after a juror was overheard expressing a desire to punch the defense attorney in the nose. I mean, really? The attorney apparently was a jerk throughout the trial, repeatedly sparred with the judge, ignored the judge's order to keep objections to a single word, and was twice fined $500. The attorney also questioned the judge's mental competence and finally refused to continue to participate in the trial in protest of the judge's handling of the case. Guess he's not from around there. Defendant facing six drug-related felony charges. He's a free man right now. So that's kind of odd, I would think. So a new study, by the Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association trade group shows cars in U.S. America are increasingly being fitted with counterfeit parts, up to and including safety equipment like airbags.
Oh, that's what you want to hear.
And that's, hey, I hope you don't mind. I got your airbag at a discount. Don't ask where it come from, okay? You don't know nothing.
Comes in a long roll.
You do that really well.
And it has orange pull strings on the back of it.
Too well.
That's right. Yeah. I put it to you this way, all right? Yeah. What's going to happen is when you get into an accident, you go ahead and jump in the passenger seat because that's the one we didn't mess with, all right?
The market for counterfeit.
Hey, what do you want for $50?
That's right. But, I mean, that's what they're saying now. The market,
that guy's someone's preacher.
Plays a character on the radio.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, really.
The market for counterfeit parts reportedly.
By the bit, by the
premise, by the bit.
There you go.
This is apparently a $3 billion a year business. And Ron Pyle, who's the president of the Automotive Service Association, says.
Oh, and he's not going to run for Congress anymore either.
No, that's right. Anything to do with brake systems are the ones that we have a nightmare over. He also mentioned the airbags as a close second. He said, beware of discount stores and flea markets.
Really? Really?
Hun?
Yeah.
Hun?
We're going to go ahead and
head up to Canton for first Monday. I'm going to see if I can find us a deal on some replacement airbags for your minivan.
We'll be able to be driving the caravan again in no time.
That's right.
Now I saw the front of the wheels all busted out because there's that
And I saw an ad in the Thrifty Nickel for a slightly used car seat, and I thought we'd go ahead and make them an offer on that, too.
And if they
want more than $10 for it, we ain't taking it, though.
That's right. Here, honey, blow these up. Yeah, where's the duct tape? But, that's it. But if the car seat, if that thing's broke that the seat belt goes through, we'll just put some duct tape on.
That's right. Good. That's right. Junior's right. Nearly two anyway.
And he only weighs 160, so
that's
it ought to be all right.
With his diaper.
Full. At night anyway.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to tell on myself now.
Oh, uh-oh. What?
Because
you have a full diaper?
Well, not really? Of all things. No, one of the things that I thoroughly enjoy doing, just because I'm a guy and I think he's low maintenance too most of the time, is, you know, the boy.
Uh-huh.
I let him run free and easy a lot of the time when he's around the house. We'll just do a diaper and a shirt.
Okay. Okay.
No, not that free and easy. He ain't housebroke yet, so.
Yeah. Because that'd be way too free and not easy.
I don't know that I've ever heard a parent say housebroke in that way.
You mean you got to let him out every couple hours?
Exactly.
Yeah, he goes out in the yard with the dogs.
I'm trying to let the dogs train him.
Yeah.
Really?
You know?
Does he scratch at the door when he's ready to come in?
As long as they don't teach him to eat it, I don't care.
Does he bang on the window or something?
Hey, Dad!
Let me in!
All right, anyway.
I'll wait till he's about 10 or 12 for that. So.
Right.
But Jamie always comes home and just shakes her head when she sees him running around the house in just a T-shirt and a diaper. I'm like, what? It's white trash, baby.
All right.
Come on, man.
And you got cheese doodles and you're in your underwear sitting there watching TV. Is that it?
Perfect.
Ron White, once again. Preacher was talking to him.
Come on.
Then he goes, oh, I thought for a minute he was talking about me. Yeah.
You left us here alone together. What'd you expect?
Yeah, really. What do you expect? You leave two guys alone together. And only one has control over what both of us wear.
That's exactly. Yeah. All right. This date in history.
Oh, we're already there.
We're almost out of here.
Yeah, we are.
The biggest deal is U.S. government admitted the existence of Area 51 in 2003. You
there
got 30 you go. Seconds.
Emmy Award nominees were announced this morning. Big Bang Theory, Glee, Modern Family, The Office, Parks and Recreation, and 30 Rock were nominated as the top comedy.